Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, praise the Lord, everybody. There'd probably be a thousand things I want to tell the Lord. On that day, you see millions didn't make it, but I was one of the ones who did. I think I said again, millions, they didn't make it. Oh Lord, but I was one of the ones who did. Think I've seen it one more time from my heart. Millions didn't make it, but I was one of the ones who did. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, millions, they didn't make it. God Almighty, but I was one of the ones who did. Look at me today, can say, I made it, I made it. After all the tribulation and heartache and pain I've been through, I can say I made it. Look at me, oh, I can say, I made it, I made it. You have to prophesize over yourself and say, I made it, I made it. You gotta speak it over yourself and say, I made it. I made it over. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. You see, I could have been dead and alone, sleeping in my grave, but God saw fit for me to see another day. I made it over. I made it over.
Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, I tell you today, the song said, I made it over. I was one of them that made it. I made it over. No matter what you're going through in this hour, no matter what's going on in your body in this hour, we're going to trust God and believe God, because I know we made it. We still here. God wants us to praise him like never before. No matter what you're going through in your body, just know that God is yet in control, and that God will make a way out of no way. The song said, I made it. I made it through. No matter what came, I made it through. Father, we thank you right now, God. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, God. We thank you for what you're doing in this hour, God. We thank you for life, health, and strength on today, God. Oh, God, we ask that you touch Big Ernie on today, God. We ask that you touch his body, God. Strengthen him like never before, God. Move in his body, God. Lord, you know the situation. You know the condition, God. Lord, you are a God of all, through all, with all, and for all. God, touch his body, God. Make a way right now, God. We know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Lord, I ask that you touch him in the midst of what he's going through. Lift him up like never before. Oh, God, encourage him even the more, God, that he would serve you the balance of his days, God. And, Lord, not just Brother Ernie, God. We ask that you touch each and every one under the sound of my voice, God. We know that you are a true God. We know that you are a living God. And Lord, we ask that you move like never before, according to your will, according to your power, and according to your grace, God. God, we call it done. We call it done in your name, God. We ask that you go with all of the bereaved families on today, God. All of the ones that's in the hospital, all of the ones that's in the nursing homes, God. Go with them right now, God. Touch and heal. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. At this time, we turn back over to you, Brother Dog.
All right.
Bless Brother Dog as well, Lord.
Yes. Yes. It's always a pleasant surprise to hear Bishop on there. Bishop, you ain't got to hang up yet. We ain't finna get routed yet, Bishop. So if you want to hang around for a minute or two, you can. But once we start getting routed, you need to get on out of here. I'm going to put my announcements out right quick. The show is overly crowded today, y'all. Y'all already know on Mondays it's going to be crowded. But after a big event like we just had, you know it's going to be overly crowded. So all I'm going to tell you, stop texting me, asking me to get you on the show, because you shouldn't have procrastinated. Because you know everybody that thought they did, so I'm going to tell their friends to tell their friends to tell their friends, and the show is going to be overcrowded like it is today. So if you get cut off, I did not cut you off. You got a glitch in your phone, or you answer your phone, or you go up on a wire something you don't supposed to go on, and it cuts you off. That's on you, not on me. I'm transitioned to another person, so it ain't me. But also,
thank you.
I want to thank Bishop for coming on and getting that prayer. And also, as I always said, we're gonna get another moment of silence, for my brother Wheelchair. So we're gonna take a moment of silence for Brother Wheelchair. All right. With that being said, Bishop, with you on here with Brother D under the weather a tad bit, we've had a lot of deaths lately, Bishop. We've been had a lot of deaths. So if you could briefly, speak on death, if you don't mind, in your own way, if you can briefly speak on that. And after you finish that, Bishop, could you give us another prayer for all the traveling mercies we had? Also, if you got a pencil, right, especially for my brother, DJ McCain, he had a bad accident, but God blessed him. They walk away from it. And those are one of the accidents that I have seen in my lifetime. I've seen two people that got killed with an accident like the one he had. And we just want to do a prayer for DJ McCain and thank the Lord for sparing his life in that bad accident that he had this weekend. So, Bishop, it might be a lot of stuff to throw on you today, but we're going to throw it all on you because they throw it all on me. They've been. So thank you, Bishop. You got the flow, Bishop.
Well, I want you to know that death is not a bad thing. And a lot of times we think that death is the end of everything, but death is just the beginning of stepping into your new life. And your new life in Christ, this death is just a formality that we all gonna go through at one point. And once we go through this thing, when corruptible have taken on incorruptible, when mortality has taken on immortality, we all shall be changed in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. So when someone's going through a death or something, let us pray for the family. Let us be happy for that person, even though I know it may hurt us because this person is no longer in the body with us anymore. But it's a blessing for them because the end is a blessing for them. God has already transitioned them on to get their blessing. So we should be able to pray for and we should thank God for it because one day it's going to be our day. And when our day comes, we got to be happy for the ones that even have gone on before us, that have paved the way for us. So let us think about it. And when we hear about somebody passing, let us start, I know it hurt, but let us start thanking God for their lives, thanking God for the time that they were with us. And if there's any malice or hatred or anything you had, let's let it all go at that time so we can be free. Father, we thank you right now, God. Lord, we ask that you touch Brother McCain. Touch his body, God. Oh, God, even in the accident, God. Oh, God, let him know that you shield him. Let him know that you protected him, God. And all that he go through, let him know it's all about you, God. Let him know the accident is not the end. the accident is just the beginning of him hearing you, God. And not just hearing you, God, hearing your word, understanding your word, receiving your word. Touch him right now, God. Touch his body, God. Oh, God, wherever there may be a condition at, God, Lord, I ask that you heal it, God, that you remove it, God. Oh, God, make him over again, God. Oh, God, and we thank you right now. We thank you just for life, health, and strength on today, God. Lord, the son said, I made it. Look at this, God. He's still here, God. Continue to bless him like never before, God. Continue to shower him, God. Let him know you love him more than anyone can ever love him, God. And, Lord, let him come from this praising you like crazy mad, God. And, Lord, we thank you right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Bishop, I did. I wanted you to do one more short one. I know I told you that, but you might have. I appreciate this, the time you're taking out to do it. Just want to pray for all the ones that had traveling mercies this past weekend that went down to Mike Hill's big race down in Val Austin, made it home safe. So we just want to pray for traveling mercies for all those families that made it home safely and all the ones that still might be on the road now, Bishop, if you don't mind.
Yes, God. Lord, we thank you right now for your traveling mercy and your traveling graces, God, as you bless each and every one that was on the highway traveling back and forth, God, and the ones that's on their way back, God, that you yet watching over as they travel up and down the highway, God. Lord, keep the other driver on their side. Keep them on their side, God. Oh, God, keep your shield, your wing of protection about each and every one, God. And as you do it, God, as you bless them as they travel back and forth, God, let them know by your mighty hand you let them go and by your mighty hand you brought them back, God. Let them know it's nothing on them but all on you, God. And, Lord, I ask that you continue to bless them, God. Continue to keep your hand about each and every one as they travel even from their house to the next house. Lord, make the way for them, God, and bless their loved ones that they did get to see while they were out, God. Do it right now. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you right now, God. Oh, God, and we thank you for Brother Dog and this station, God, that how you touch, God, and you move even with your traveling graces for him as he go up and down the highways, God. We ask that you do it. Brother D, as he go up and down the highways, God, we ask that you do it, God. Shield like never before, God. Shower your anointing, God. Shower your grace, God. And, God, we thank you right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Also, I'm glad you said that. I want you to now I want you to answer this question, and then you might have to do it again. Somebody said, what are y'all doing? They didn't say this, but I'm saying it. Why y'all doing all these prayers and everything? Bishop, we want to say a prayer for you, too, for coming on there and saying a prayer for us, and we want you to say a prayer for Brother D. Hope that he get his voice back and his strength back. But if he don't, we know he will eventually, but if he don't, we know you there to stand in the gap for him. Sister Marion to stand in the gap for him. Sister Fan, Brother Fan.
Amen.
We got people to stand in the gap for us. But before you do that prayer for yourself, Bishop, and for Brother D to get better, and please don't let him start talking because you know he won't stop and he won't stop and get better. Is it such thing as too much prayer, Bishop? Is it such thing as too much prayer?
There is never too much prayer. You can never get too much prayer. There is no such thing as too much prayer. We can eat too much food and get too full, but we can't never get enough prayer. Never give
enough prayer. Give it another season, bro, dog. In other words, another verse says, pray without ceasing. So he's never prayed.
See, Bishop, he won't be quiet. I'm trying to tell him. I told him, see, he won't be quiet, Bishop. But, Bishop, could you do a prayer to hope that he gets better? And also, Bishop, however you want to do a prayer for yourself, Bishop, for just taking out of your time to pray for us, Bishop. Thank you.
Father, we thank you right now for Brother D being right here, God. Lord, we ask that you move on the inside of his body, God. Oh, God, move. God, move inside of his body, God. Oh, God, heal him from the inside out and the outside in, God. Oh, God, touch right now, God. Oh, God, heal his throat, God. Oh, God, restore his voice, God. Restore his speech, God. Oh, God, we know that you are a God that can do all things. You said in your word, God, we have not because we ask not. Lord, we ask that you touch him right now, God. Touch him from the crown of his head, God, to the sole of his feet, God, that your word may move within him, God, that he'll speak like never before for you, God. And God, thank you for me even coming on here, God, because I love to do your will, God. I love to preach and teach your word, God. I love to pray because you are the supreme God. And Lord, I ask that you continue to make my path straight so that I can preach like never before, preach like a madman, going crazy preaching for you, God, teaching for you, God, and living for you, God. And God, I thank you right now. Thank you for life, health, and strength, God. Thank you for keeping my body well, God. Thank you for your anointings on today, God. Thank you right now, God. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy, God. Oh, God, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Lord, and we thank you right now. I do, God. I love you, God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Called the appetizer. Today we just took us two or three appetizers, but we appreciate it. Bishop, if you got any lasting words you got, you can go ahead and say them, but once you get through speaking, you can go ahead and get on out of here because I gotta talk to my firehead brothers out the while. So go ahead, Bishop, give me your last words before you get out of here.
I just pray that God bless each and every one that's under the sound of my voice, that they hear God and trust God and do just what God said do, because I know without him, nothing is possible. Y'all pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Hope to see you tomorrow, Bishop. Hope to see you tomorrow on our Brother D's Prayer Hour. Hope to see you tomorrow. All right.
Amen. I'll be there.
All right, Brother D. Try to get good, Brother D. I'm finna mute y'all up. I'm muting y'all up. Thank you. All right. Get Bishop out of there, D. Get Bishop out of there. All right, guys. You know, we had one. I don't know how to describe it. We had one hell of a race this past weekend. Mike, here's your in finale. But I got to go ahead and play my sponsor song because we still got the same sponsors. One dropped off, one picked up. Y'all just pay attention. Right now, we got the Trip Racing, Glorilla, Tiamara. We still got him.
Glorilla!
It's 7 p.m. Brad, it's 95 degrees. I ain't got no nigga, and no nigga ain't got me.
Let's go.
I'm about to show my ass. These niggas love freaks. How the fuck is that your man? If he right here with me, turns up with my niggas. Turned up with my bitch, turned up in my shows, yeah, cause I got that bleach. 60,000 fans came to see me do my dance. Got a million and one haters, and they y'all can kiss my ass. Turned up with my niggas, turned up with my bitch, turned up in my shows, yeah, cause I'm right here with me. I'm fulfilled for him, getting fucked up with my twin. Got a backwood full of top, and a bankroll full of beans. All that Twitter typing, bitches see me and ain't do nothing. Cropped off with some biker shorts, I'm showing off my moose nuts. I'm feeling good today, I'm outside with your bait. Got a brown skin nigga with dreads, and a black ass nigga with waves.
Let's go.
He gon' drop that neck, he love the way I
fit. That damn moose nutter. All right, that's right, that's Big Glorilla. Big Glorilla, still on the scene. Y'all know Big Glorilla still ain't went nowhere. Big Glorilla ain't went nowhere. Well, if you didn't already know, it's sorry to say, we know from word of the mouth as of right now, they say they have sold, Salty B is finna step down for a minute, so we might get some more information on that a little bit later. My color commentator might know something. I might know something, but I ain't said nothing to somebody else says something, so you can't get me. So right now, we take one song out, but we bring another one on. But right now, we still got Big Mario. Big Mario, everybody thought was going to come out and smash the world. Well, he came out, but he didn't smash the world.
Yo, this shit is unbelievable.
Like, look at this.
Pressure. Pressure.
To BBL, you know she usher. Got this thing off and clean as a whistle. In the kitchen, scale, fork, and a pistol. Skirt, skirt, skirt. Yeah, we taking now. You know this your pressure, cause they looking now. They look out for me, but they weren't looking out. Got your shit together, sookie, sookie now. Oh, refills on me, you know we lead. They gon' run this bad shit like a PC. I done fell in love with a thief, bitch. I done fell in love with a rich bitch. Shawty know she pressure, talking high blood. Put two girls together like a hybrid. You know I've been trapping since the dollar. If they gon' hate, then let them hate the money pile up. When your friend calls, say hello, pressure speaking. Power on the dough, but that pressure reeking. I done took a strong with the 42.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, that's Mario. That's Mario's theme song, Pressure. Pressure. Well, you know me. I'm an equal opportunity man, and I got a doggone text today after they cussed me out. The day they texted me today, y'all know. Y'all should know who else got they wanted a damn theme song, too. So, I know y'all ain't got to guess who it is, but you know damn well who it is. Let me find it on here. I got to find his theme song. My man, E-Rice Tate Walker, a.k.a. Tate the Great, a.k.a. Unfriendly Ghost. He said, I want me a theme song too, boy. So I said, okay, so y'all got, we got to get Tate the Great a theme song too, y'all. Here we go.
Yeah. Let's take them back. Uh-huh.
coming up, I was confused. My mama kissing a girl. Confusion and curse coming up in the cold world. Daddy ain't around, probably out committing felonies. My favorite rapper used to sing, check out my melody. I wanna live good, so shit, I sell dope for a four-finger ring. One of them gold ropes. Nana told me if I pass, I get a sheepskin coat. If I can move through packs, I get the hat. Now that'd be dope, tossed and turned in my sleep that night. Woke up the next morning, niggas stole my bike. Different day, same shit, ain't nothing good. In the hood, I run away from this bitch and never come back if I could. Leader the love it, the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop.
Go ahead and be me, I'm Raps MVP. And I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Leader the love it, the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop.
Go ahead and be me, I'm Raps MVP. And I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
On the grill of my lowrider, guns on both sides, right above the gold wires, I-4-5 them. Kill a nigga on my song and really do it, that's the true meaning of a ghost rider. 10 G's to take your daughter out of Air Forces. Believe you me, homie, I know all about losses. I'm from Compton, where the wrong colors, be cautious. One phone call, I had your body dumped in Marcy.
I gotta say something, guys. These guys here, you know, these songs, some of them, I know it, some of them I ain't heard, but I listened to them. And I done got Texas like a big dog. They said it was some badass theme song. They said Tate theme song the hardest, though. And, you know, I don't know nothing about them. I just play them. Tony Rafer, my man down in Florida. All right. Like I said, I don't be knowing all this good stuff. But, you know, it is what it is, man. They say they love these theme songs. So, you know, if you ask for it, I'm going to give it to you. Like I said, it's an equal opportunity to show and all that good stuff. So it is what it is. But don't forget, y'all stay tuned now. We still ain't got into the meat of the show yet because we're supposed to have a color commentator coming on today that's got a lot of stuff to talk about. I don't know what he got to talk about. I don't know who ass he going to talk about. I don't know if he going to kiss ass, praise ass or what, but I don't know. So I don't practice my show. And so when you hear it today, it's going to be the first time I heard it. But before we get started, is Mike Hill out there? I want to see what he going to come on today and hit the one button if he wanted to send out a shout-out to everybody that showed up for that great show we had down there this week. I don't know if he want to come on and thank the people for showing up because, boy, I don't want to make nobody mad, but, shit, I don't care if they get mad. The best show of the year, y'all, so far the best show of the year. But ain't got but one more to go. That's No Guts, No Glory that we consider on the top echelon of shows, so we'll see. But as of right now, the year-end finale holds the crown as of right now, and that's in my book and quite a few other people's books. And like I said, Raul and Ramon, down at Valdosta, SGMP, had that thing on track, well organized, plenty of help in the staging lanes and everything, and got it done, that's all I'm going to say. So it's Mike Hill out there, if you want to hit the one button. Mike Hill, you want to hit the one button. Mike Hill, I tell you what I'm going to do, y'all. Take you a break before I bring my color commentator on here. And I'm finna play you another song. And I want y'all to just see what y'all get out of the song. When I play songs, this is my song here. But when I play songs, I play them for a reason. So I'm finna play this here one. And y'all, if y'all get somebody who's good, if you don't. I'm finna go get ready to get me some refreshments and sit back once I bring my color commentator on here. Because I don't know what he got to say. So I need y'all to pay attention to this song now. And just see, do y'all get anything out of it? Some of y'all might say, that got to be a dumbass old man. But hold on. I am an old man, but I ain't never been dumb.
Snap your fingers, I'll come running back to you. On bended knees, snap your fingers, I'll come running. I'll be true, take a chance on me. Let your light turn green, baby, I've gotta know. Give me some kind of clue. Should I stay or go? Let me love you like the lover that you used to know. Turn the key and let me in through that same old door. I had it, but I lost it. Now I've got a broken heart to mend. Well, listen, I don't care what the cost is. I know I got to find a way back in. Snap your finger, baby, I'll come running. I'll do anything to get back again. But I lost it. Now I've got a broken heart to mend. But baby, listen, I don't care what the cost is. I've got to find a way back in. So if you just snap your finger, I'll come running. I'll do anything to get back again.
Now you can put that song in love, you can put that song in racing, you can put that song anywhere you want to. But without further ado, I'm finna sign off of here, and I'm finna bring my color commentator on here, and I don't know what the hell, Hold on a minute before I bring him on. Juice Man hit the damn one button. He don't usually hit the one button. Let me see what Juice Man hit the one button for. Let me see what Juice Man. Juice Man, what you want, Juice?
Go ahead, Willie. Go on, run the show. I just hit the one button. I'll be on.
Okay, brother.
I'm going to do a bear report. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I'm glad. I got a bear report, too, y'all. But the bear report, I'm going to try to probably, if depending on what got going on, I'm going to always do it before it go off the internet, because I know a lot of people that's listening now won't be able to get on it, listen, because at 9 o'clock, the show drops off of the internet. It drops off the internet. Sometime we still be on. So if shit going on that long, I don't know if it's going to be going on or not. But the bear report, I will get a bear report before we get off the internet, if we go that long. You know, it don't make me no difference either way. I do what I do. So without further ado, I'm finna bring my color commentator on here. And I don't know what he got to say or what he got to put out or what. And his name is Anthony McLean, a.k.a. A-Train, a.k.a. Deja Vu. And all I'm going to say is, you got the flow, A-Train. I'm going on mute. You got the flow. Train, wake up. You on mute, A-Train. Come on, mute, A-Train. That's what I see.
Here we go. Monday morning. Hey, this is Monday to get down. Boy, I got a lot to talk about. Hey, let me first off say, great show this weekend. Great race. I hope everybody made it home safe. Thank you to everyone that showed up and took the time to prepare for this race. I know that it wasn't easy. A lot of guys went out there trying to get their cars right so they could win that big pot. I just feel like that guys deserve all the credit, because I know what it takes to go and prepare for a battle like they had. And boy, did we have some battles. We had some battles. Kid, listen to this, kid.
Yeah.
You know what that is, kid?
No, enlighten me.
Boy, that's a tall bottle of naproxen, 500 milligrams. Need this pain medicine right here. Yeah.
Because
they hurt. Yeah. And if that don't work, That's a small bottle. That's that oxycodone. That's that real medicine right there for you. Yeah, yeah. Because somebody need a more powerful pain medication.
Whole lot of assholes got pulled out the socket, huh?
But that blowed out. Ooh, where do we start? Let me say this to start it out. Hey, I'm gonna request to get gap-o-meters installed in the people's cars, so when the cars get out there so far, the meter just go off. The meter just go off. You know, hey, save it for the next round or next pass or next race or whatever. Don't keep going. It ain't no need. It's over. Yeah. That's that gap-o-meter installation.
I told
we'll
race car farm don't do that shit.
We'll let you know where to go get that installed in the race car, because boy, do they need it. Boy, do they need it. Man, I hate I didn't get a chance to see everybody that I wanted to see that I talked with on the morning show. My knee was acting up a little bit, and I stayed at the 3:30, which was actually a good thing. I enjoyed being down there, but I didn't get a chance to socialize and hang out with everybody that I wanted to hang out with, which kind of brings me to one of the things I want to talk about. Mike Hill, if you're listening, and some of these other promoters, man, I know it can't be that big of a deal to get some sort of hospitality tent so we could have something to hang out at, and we can fellowship when races, when we're done racing for the night or whatever the case may be, we can just come down there and hang out. Because I know Willie called me a couple of times, but he called me and I was asleep. I had took one of them old pain medication that I told y'all that I needed. I needed to take something. My knee was hurting that bad. So, I didn't get a chance to see everybody. But when I did go up there, boy, where we started? Trigger Man.
Oh, shit.
That damn TMR. That damn TMR. Mm-hmm. Trigger Man jump out there, boy. Knock Black Gold's lights out. He needs both of these. They need both of them. They need both of them. Take 1,000 milligrams of naproxen and take two of these oxycodones, boy. And wake up Friday and it may all be over. Boy. That old blue Camaro boy stepped on back around. I'm standing at the 3:30 and watch him make that move on him.
Oh, Gorilla.
Terrible. Gorilla. Gorilla stepped all over his neck, bro. Good God almighty. I'm telling you now, that was rough. And that boy was screaming so hard, boy, so he started calling Jesus. I was looking at. Hey, he ready to go see God. I didn't know what that meant. I said, Trigger Man, don't leave just yet. You got more racing to do. But he stopped calling. Mm-hmm. He's going to see God. The boy hollering, screaming, and screaming and hollering, and then turn around and grab hold of my buddy, Pandemic. Boy, he needed the gap of meter in that Mustang, boy. Because boy. Failed on him, too. Down goes Pandemic. Made him sick. Made them sick. Do you hear what I tell you? Good God. They didn't know what to do over there, boy. Long faces and everything, but he got back up there. Boy. Yeah, get up, as Willie Dawg would say. Get up. Come on, get up now. Don't stay down now. He had to get on back up. And then my man. Y'all know it's my boy too, and I ain't ashamed to tell it. He gets on my nerves now. I tell him the same thing. I want to kick him in the nuts sometimes, but that daggone tape went up there with the unfriendly ghost and told Wesley, get down. Get down.
Bad actor. He's bad actor.
Get down. Get down. Boy, he really needed the gap of meter. Really needed. Hey, they talking about what woulda, coulda, shoulda. Kate, They murdered Wesley Snipes. It was a murder. They should have called the police on him.
I thought that was a real crime contest.
What? Listen, it wouldn't have mattered if he kept the wheels on the ground. The ghost was gone.
Mm-hmm.
The ghost was gone. It won't know. It wouldn't have mattered. He was already Daniel killed him. He's still looking at Tate right now. That's a movie he don't want to see. He's still watching that movie. And Tate, wait. Wait for me. Wait for me. Yeah. And I don't know what Tate doing with Bigfoot. I got on by there. He said, man, Trent, they're going to keep giving me the money. I said, okay, well,
Man,
do something else different. Yeah, what he did. Gave Tate the money again and come back and ask something. Tate killed him. Killed him. That unfriendly ghost was on it was on something. He was working on something, but during that, that
I
old
thought,
ugly.
I thought Bigfoot was getting up the back tire.
Was giving up the big back tire. Hey, gave the back tire. Well, just listen.
Okay.
We need to start having a crush at the end of the track for them trash cars. You know what I'm talking about? He just trash it. That was ugly. That was ugly. The unfriendly ghost just did the unspeakable.
Mm-hmm.
The unspeakable to him. This was unspeakable. Unspeakable. Mario, I know you out there. Mario, you too fast. Mario, you too fast. Yeah,
Went red for the bread.
Yeah, but if he hadn't, I predict that's gonna be the next top car in my class. Can't nobody outrun him. I don't care who you are,
Mr. A-Train. Can I ask a question, Mr. A-Train?
You can. Please.
Now, when Salty B ran him, that was a pretty good race. Now, if he hadn't went red now, so how you going to say Mario is too fast?
Man, Mario playing with them guys, bro.
Well,
Mario playing with them guys.
If that's
listen
the case.
Listen, I'm at the 330. I was there since Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I watched Mario knock the tires off. But when it was time to go, Mario put a slow pass in there. They loaded up a slow pass in there. Let's take all the power, just get it down the track to get us talking, saying, it ain't nothing to it. It ain't nothing to that car.
I'm gonna ask you another. Since you said that, A-Tray, and I'm going by what you said, we got background noise, man. Please, man, we got two mics on. We ain't got but two mics on now. Whoever got the background noise, please mute your phone. We want everybody to listen to this stuff today. So if anybody got any questions and repercussions to Mr. A-Tray, y'all get on his ass and not mine. But I'm a spectator today. So, Mr. A-Train, if you said Mario is too fast and he was playing with everybody and he got one of the top drivers in the world out there, why would you go up there and turn the red light on me?
Well, why did Ricky turn the red light on?
I ain't asked you about no goddamn Ricky. You said that Mario was too fast for the whole class. So I'm asking you about.
Well, he might have got a little. Travis might have got a little overzealous, but it ain't because it wasn't because he didn't feel like he had enough car. Listen, let me tell you, that pretty.
I'm back on mute. I'm just on mute.
No. That pretty red car is fast. That car is fast. Let me say this: how fast? If I was still in that class, I wouldn't draw on him.
Well, didn't nobody draw on Salty? It ain't a matter of drawing on nobody.
I wouldn't. Well, you know, I like the grudge race. I wouldn't. I would decline him. I wouldn't race him. And I'm glad. I'm glad I don't have to fight him.
All right. Well, we can go ahead. Go on to something. We don't. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
You good? You good? I'm good. I'm satisfied. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Willie, you said you like to do your. I want to do something, and I don't normally like to do this. I did a vet report.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to give my vet report, and then we'll come back to everything else.
Hey, Frank, that's why I asked you, could I ask you a question?
Okay.
It's your show.
Okay.
Do what you want to do.
So I'm going to do the I'm gonna do my bear report, okay? And then we'll come back and we'll break down. You know what? Yeah, I'm gonna do the bear report and we're gonna come back and we're gonna break down everything else. Just my opinion. Everybody else is gonna probably have a different opinion. If you do, that's fine. What I will do is praise every. Before I do this, I want to take the time right now to praise every 484 car that was there. I enjoy watching each and every one of them race. I wish I could have been there participating as well, but I wasn't. But I'm thankful for the platform that Willie has provided, not just for you know, me to be able to talk, but for just for the racing community and as a, you know, in general. This was a damn good race, and the track was on keel. You know, I know some guys out there was swinging for the fence, maybe couldn't make it down every time, but it wasn't because of the track wasn't working. And as I said before, this is my report. This is what I think. This is where I am with it. And I'll give a little bit of explanation why I said, you know, some of these, the reason why I'm saying what my list is. So here we go. The bear report. Oh, let me back up. Jesse James, Oscar Cadoza, congratulations to you guys, man. I know how hard you worked to get there. We talked numerous times about, you know, if it was going to make it, how much you was trying. I know that was a hard.
Is that your bell? A-Train, is that your bell, A-Train? A-Train, that's your bell?
That is my bell. That's my bell.
All right.
That is my bell. Jesse James, Oscar Cadoza is my bell. My cub is up.
You broke up. You broke up, A-Train.
My cub. Hold on. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. Uh-huh.
Is that better? Okay.
Yes, sir.
My cub is Tyler Hancock. My contract killer is the unfriendly ghost. The racer of the week is going to be Jesse James. My bully is going to be Trigger Man, TMR. My thought is going to be Sweetness. Boy, he was in there talking junk, boy, about pandemic and what he was going to do. Man. Boy, you got to back up them words that you be saying. Good buddy. Good God Almighty. Hey, let me just highlight that a little bit. Man, when you that car need a gaffer meter on it, because, buddy, pandemic gap the shit out of him. Boy, all that talking. My jackass is Black Gold.
Oh, you didn't do nothing. Oh, Lord.
Well, what's the matter? Hey.
No, go ahead.
You didn't do. Okay.
No, you
the Lamont Sapper. The Lamont Sapper goes to Tony Bynes. Boy.
Oh, Jesus.
Boy. Oh, boy. And I'm going to do something different. My most impressive, and you said I could do what I want to do, didn't you, Willie Dawg? My most impressive is a shared spot. I got two most impressive. My most impressive is Pandemic and Motor City Jumbo. My honorable mention goes to John Gotti. Driver of the week is Oscar Cardoza. Best race of the week is Junkie B and Hellraiser. Sportsmanship award goes to my main man, Bobby Cole. Bobby Cole drug a whole trailer from Tennessee, boy, with nothing in it but a golf park, golf cart and a bunch of parts.
Oh, man, not the wrong sale.
Parts of the Memphis gangster in there. Bobby Cole put everything in there just in case the guy needed anything. Bobby Cole had everything that you needed over there except for that oldie, but he did everything else. The whole song.
Hey, Frank. Go ahead. I thought you was finished. Go ahead. I didn't know you knew all them many people. You got everybody. I didn't know you knew everybody. Go ahead.
And the best host of the week is going to have to be Mike Hill.
Who?
You know. Mike
Who?
Hill.
Oh, Mike Hill.
Mike Hill.
Okay.
Yeah, Mike
you.
Hill.
Yeah. Well, A-Train, I'm going to be honest with you, A-Train. That's an interesting battle report, but it holds some water. So it's your battle report, your opinion. So it holds some water.
Yeah,
it holds some water.
Yeah. I'm willing to explain give some explanation. I know some guys probably they may have something different. But that's the beauty of it. You know, everybody don't think alike, and they see stuff different. But you know, that's just mine. Marcus Burke came out of the shootout and jumped dead on somebody's ass. He ready to go. And then turn around and won him. Beat Black Gold and Tate.
So he did all that. So you don't think he deserves a little bit more than honorable mention? You don't think?
Well,
I'm just asking.
You know, this is tough.
Hold up, A-Train, let me say this. I'm glad because that's what they do me. I'm glad. That's how they do me. So I be saying the same shit. They be tearing my ass up the same way. So I'm on the other side of the fence right now. I'm going to try to tear your ass up like they tear my ass up.
Guess what? I got some pain medicine. Come on, give it to me. I'm happy with where I put him at.
I'm gonna say this here now, A-Train. Me myself being the person I am, I love what you're doing. But now these folks on Monday, they want to come over and hear the bullshit. They want to hear the you got any dirty shit for us, A-Train? There's some good shit right now. We want to hear the dirty shit.
Well, gonna make it a little nasty with you. Now I was over there.
Okay. Well, before you hold on. Go ahead. Your show. I'm shut up. Your show.
I give you dirty shit. Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
They said you was on the morning show with a lollipop in your mouth for Pandemic now. They said you was on the morning show with a lollipop in your mouth. I ain't gonna say the other thing they really called it though.
Well, they must have lost. They must have lost some money when they got back up there. The reason why they would say that. That's probably the reason why they said that. You know what I mean?
I got another hell of a question for you. If you don't cover it with your other shit, I'm going to put you on the spot and they let you get in that damn hot water. I got another hell of a question for you, but I'm going to hold it till you get your dirty stuff. Well, go ahead, A-Train. I'm going to stop breaking in on you since Kid ain't doing his damn thing.
No, that's fine. That's fine. You know, I was over there, and I won't go say this, but I was over there when after Tate came over there. After he killed Wesley Snipes.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy, boy, my man Jamie, boy, he jumped. Tate pointed his thing in his face and said he'll put that 40 piece on him, boy.
Oh,
boy,
Jesus,
that's
man.
What I was talking about. That you covering it, A-Train.
Yeah. I was standing there for that. And I'm gonna tell you now, Trigger Man didn't say nothing. He was standing there like a zombie, boy. His eyes were looking straight, man, like he had taken some sort of sedative or something, boy. Won't nobody saying nothing. He did.
Huh?
Not even Cowboy?
Okay, hold up.
Hey,
A-Train, hold up.
Hmm?
A-Train, he just hit the one button now. It's your show. Do you want me to bring him in?
Yeah, bring him in. Bring him in. Bring him in. Bring him in.
I think Cowboy. I think Tate probably on Brother D-Liner. I just opened both of them.
Hey, dog. You right. He got two lollipops now. Now, he had one. Now, he got two lollipops now. So what's up, A-Train?
Well,
Hold on, wait a minute. I won't finish.
Let him finish.
You can go ahead on and talk after that. See, the world wanted to see.
We don't give a damn about
that
movie.
Hold on, cowboy. Hey,
put him on mute. Put the ass on mute.
Oh, yeah,
man.
You're going to put if Cowboy can't hold his tongue, you're going to put him on
mute.
If you put us on mute,
keep our name
everybody.
Hold on. Time out. Let me put a disclaimer. Hold up. With no respect for nobody on my show, on me, what I'm doing,
uh-huh.
I don't mute no mics, don't matter what, unless we're trying to get something and want nobody to be quiet. Now, this segment is A-Train's segment. So if he wants you all on mute, if he tell me to put you on mute, I'm going to mute you. It's A-Train segment. That's all I got to tell you. It's A-Train segment.
Well,
right?
I just want to say this.
I push the one button. I'll wait out this segment. So I'll put us back on mute, dog. I'll wait out this segment.
Go ahead, A-Train. It's your show. Go ahead. Look.
Everybody wanted to see that race. Tate jumped dead on his ass and told him to get up there. Nobody moved, nobody got hurt. You understand me? Nobody moved, nobody got hurt. Even the owner stood there and smiled. Even the owner stood there and smiled. They didn't say nothing about getting up there and going to war. Now, I understand from a racer's point of view of a 4-8-4 racer, and you in the shootout, that, listen, hey, I don't want to really go up there and have to turn my car up to go up against this guy. So why would I do that? But the man gave him options. After the shootout, when you get put out the shootout, I'm ready to go.
Daniel.
That's what he told him. He told him he ready to go, and he'll push that 40 up on him.
Oh, man, not the 40
piece.
The
man say, ain't nobody said nothing. Ain't nobody said nothing about running for no 40. And then they politely walked away. Both cars on the premises at one of the best races, one of the best tracks you can be at, and the race didn't take place. Now, Tate was ready to go. And he was amped up, and everybody saw that.
Monitor your phone with all that background noise. Everybody, mic over. They hit the one button. But monitor your phone, please. Please monitor your phone.
But that race never got off. That race never got off, and both of them was there, which leads us all to believe that race is just not going to happen. For whatever reasons, it's not going to happen. I ain't saying somebody's scared. But I'm telling you what I witnessed myself. Trigger Man just stood there looking straight. He didn't say, get up there, let's go, nothing. He just said, ain't nobody said nothing about running for no 40. And then they walked off.
Oh, man, not the 40 piece, hot and spicy.
Yeah, he said he would give it to him right now. Y'all know how Tate started yelling?
Yeah.
Tate started yelling. Pointing him in his face, he said, that ghost is ready for you, boy. Mr. Chi-Town, the Chi-Town killer. He said,
that's a Chi-Town in him.
I'm ready for you. Get up there. That's what he said now. He said, get up there. I'll run that 40 piece up on all that whole stuff on you right now. What he said now.
40 piece, hot and spicy.
Hot and spicy. He was going for the juggler. That man wouldn't get up there. Now they told me now the owner said they won't gonna he won't gonna race him. Now that's what I heard. Now, I don't know. So you call me hearing from somebody, you know what I'm saying? I was there just like everybody else. I came to enjoy some good racing and grudge racing. You know what I'm saying? You can make all the jokes that you want about who team I'm on.
But,
I ain't on no team.
You a sucker. That's what you is. You was a sucker.
Well, you can call me. You can call
sucker.
You can call
that's
me.
That's what you is.
Mickey.
You can tell. You can tell
you can
it
to
how
you
want it. Your side,
but
you
can't.
We the first one went to Tater Tot. I don't want to hear that shit you talking about. You a sucker. You was a sucker to me.
Did you run him?
How about that?
Did you run him?
Not a lot of
time. First of all, we the first one to take the premises with him.
You was on the premises with him, and you still wouldn't go to war with him.
See, that was
listen, listen, Trigger Man. I get all that,
see,
but you was
saying,
on the premises with him,
thing, and
then
you went in my back pocket,
you
got every fucking with you with your black
you
motherfucker, your four-eyed son of a bitch.
Came in,
so let me tell you something.
Pandemic came in.
So let me tell you
something. You pulled your asshole out. You can't tell me
nothing.
Pandemic.
You
blew
your
ass. And then Payne came in and said, I'll get over you again. And you wouldn't do shit.
Hey, Cowboy.
You wouldn't do shit.
Hey, Cowboy.
You wouldn't do shit.
He's sucking Jason Moulton and Jack Green nuts. I know what's going on,
man.
We went to him first to try to race, A-Train.
That's right.
So what is he talking about?
My car coming off the trailer, and you've been there for 3 days.
So what is
you
talking about, A-Train? A-Train, we tried to race that man off the trailer. What the hell are you talking about? Stupid motherfucker. You get on here like you something. You get on here like you Johnny Cochran or something.
Are you jealous?
Get mother-
oh, man.
Are you jealous?
What the hell are you talking about?
Are you jealous?
No, you jealous.
Are you jealous?
Because you on here talking about
TMR. Are you jealous? Are you jealous? Are you jealous, Trigger Man?
Motherfucker.
Are you jealous, Trigger Man?
No, no, no.
Are you jealous, Trigger Man?
Because you're talking about TMR, motherfucker.
Are you
tripping?
I'm talking about the whole entire race.
Oh, you're telling fucking lies.
Trigger.
Oh, you're telling lies.
Why is it a lie?
Like you in my back.
The man tell you. The man told you that if you when you get out of the shootout, when you get out of the shootout,
all you got to do is go look at my live.
That's what he told you. Did he not tell you that? When you get out of the shootout, listen, you got
like
the
a mother
tell her
what to do. A mother tell her what to do. Hey, Crank, don't
it ain't nobody. Cowboy, it ain't about telling you what to do.
Okay.
If you
motherfucker.
Damn.
I can't
and you got your asshole blown out.
Damn.
Yeah, what you need to do to your car?
Listen, what you're not gonna see my car wheeling up and down the track. I bet you that.
No, but you'll see it wheeling up and down the track. You'll see it hit the fucking wall.
You won't see it wheeling up and down the track. Listen, you elementary dude.
You need to worry about what you need to do to your goddamn car.
You hate ass motherfucker. See what Jason Moe tell you anything else? See if Jason Moe, they ain't got to tell me, listen, they ain't got to tell me shit. I see that raggedy motherfucker coming through the shit. Why would you not lock Tate in?
Why not
you,
that?
You keep asking
you
want to
talk about
the
same
car?
Shit, done?
We
you know
tried to. He
want to
go.
Yeah.
He said he want to go. He want to make a shakedown.
Hey, Hoss, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's the same thing I told Tim House earlier today, and he shut his ass up. Hey, I saw y'all. I said, motherfucker, we tried to run Tate first, motherfucker. You weren't even there, you couch potato-ass motherfucker. I had to shut him up today. Now, how come you,
but
A-Train?
You can't shut
you
me up.
You run your goddamn
you
mouth about
shut,
the shit
you
don't know about.
You can't shut me up, sir. You can't
right.
shut me up because I'm
no
standing there watching
you,
Tate.
You ain't got
listen,
no oil pressure.
I'm standing there watching
no
Tate put his finger in your fucking face and
you
say he'll run
Taylor
that
never
put
his
up on your
in my
ass.
Face. Ain't now one
you's
of you motherfuckers put
lie.
A finger in my face.
You's a
now
fucking
you.
Lie. You's a fucking
now
lie. You's a fucking
simple
lie. Tate put
yeah,
your finger in
his
face and
said
he put his finger in
his
face and I'll run that fucking 40 up in you.
No, he ain't put a finger
in my face. He said he'll run that fucking 40 up in you. You stood there. You stood there with your fucking ass looking like a zombie.
I don't care what you said.
And all you said was, hey, ain't nobody said nothing about running about no 40. Ain't nobody said about running about no 40.
You telling a goddamn
lie. That's all you
fuck.
You was a damn lie. Get up on here, Tate. Ain't that what he said, Tate? Ain't nobody said nothing about running about no 40.
Yeah, that's what he said, Train. That's what he said, Train.
We grudge race goddamn Black Gold, knocked their ass out. We grudge race Jimbo, he knocked our ass out. We grudge race Vendetta, knocked his ass out. What the fuck you did?
But you, but you didn't grudge race Tate. You did. You scared to get up there with Tate. You was scared to get up there with Tate. You was scared to get up. Sit there. I watched Motor City Jimbo blow your ass out.
Hating ass motherfucker. You went 3-4.
Only way they
been
race. Okay. If I came off the trailer and they been there for 3 days already, where they nuts at?
Hey,
you
Cowboy.
We've been there for one day, Tate. What difference when they go to their goddamn race and lock the track down?
Motherfucker.
I'll never tell you to come off the trailer, boy.
Hell, you talking
you
about?
Did. Listen, I was on the phone when you told him if he get put out the shootout, you ready to go at whatever time.
When we get put out the shootout, we hung
up. I'm not going to never tell him no weekend.
We load up when we got put out. What need are we running for? We got to put out the shootout.
Cowboy. Y'all got a rocket ship.
Trust
y'all
me,
got a rocket ship.
All the motherfuckers in the Art Caruso, we knocked them somebody's out one by one.
Y'all got a state of the art rocket ship, motherfucker. You said I got a
one by one.
We did our job. We did our job well.
So, Hoss, we can go to mute. We can go to mute. We ain't got nothing.
We did our job.
We did
our
job.
We
didn't win.
We did what we did.
Didn't win.
You broke it. Didn't win. You broke it.
Let's ask on mute, motherfucker.
We did our job good, damn it.
Yeah,
we did our job good. Fuck that broke neck ass nigga. We did our job good. Push a broke neck bitch. Yeah, we did our job good.
All y'all came over there with
we
the
did
fucking
our, we did our job real good.
That's why y'all didn't want to fuck with me.
We did more than any motherfucker on the property.
You want me to come over? But where your
yes,
dad said,
yes, Hoss. Hoss, we did good.
How?
We did
how?
Third,
how?
Third,
how?
We
the same many
do?
Times as you did.
We good,
they ran the same many times as you did.
Once I made that shakedown, I told y'all to
turn
your ass.
No,
you didn't.
That's a damn lie.
Once I made that shakedown, I told y'all beat your motherfucking ass.
Jamie, we did real good, Jamie.
Hey, Cowboy, you see what's going on.
Yeah, y'all did good.
Yeah, we
did good. Y'all did a good goddamn job. Y'all did a good goddamn job.
We got Bobby locked in Florida, ho. We got to do Bobby in Florida.
That's right.
Bobby, we got to do Bobby in Florida. We got to do Bobby in Florida.
Shit out of you.
That's the end of the motherfucking year.
Mrs.
Yeah,
Gaines
is going to beat Bobby.
Shit out.
We beat Bobby.
When
we beat Bobby. Jamie, we don't did our job.
That's right, Hoss. That's right.
You ain't.
When
we beat Bobby, we don't did our job.
The world seeing that motherfucker. You stand out my motherfucking way again, you ducking motherfucker.
We're going to beat Bobby and Jamie. And Jamie, they're going to be good. They mad, Jamie. They mad. They mad, Hoss. Okay, man.
You guys don't know how to take criticism. That's what the deal is.
You guys don't know how to take criticism.
You got to be able to take criticism.
Oh, they mad. But look here, Bobby Cole going to get the Nays ass whooping. Don't worry. We'll take out Bobby.
No, sir.
We'll take our anger out on Bobby.
That motherfucker, Rocky.
Hey, Jamie, we'll sell out like you sold them other shirts. Man, nobody cares about selling out no shirts, man. What did that mean? Because you sold out some shirts. What does that mean? Hey, Train.
Will you spend more time trying to get your shit together? What does that mean? Listen, what you need to learn how to do is take criticism, son.
That's what you need to do. Learn how to take criticism. You sit back and talk all that shit. You yell. I saw the video. You yelling and screaming. You about to fucking die. Your brain's popping out. You talking about you going to see the Lord. You want to go see Jesus. This club. This man is serving. And then pandemic. And then this will knock your ass out. Why is anybody mad?
We smoking. We heard the car.
We smoking. We heard the car. We ready to race the
Mom and that train, they train. We ready. A train, the car. Get your feelings, bro. That's a good deal. Listen, where would I get my feelings about every single car? Why would I be in my field? Why are y'all mad, man?
Why are y'all mad, man?
These guys are crazy. We'll take out Bobby Cole.
You motherfucker was over
there. Yeah, we'll do Bobby.
I'm hating on him. I got to bully Bobby Friday.
Who did he bully?
Jamie, what time we got to do Bobby Friday?
Listen, the man got out there. The man got out there and raced. I mean,
he
you know, I can't.
Nobody.
I ain't bully.
Oh, what time we got to do Bobby Friday?
He got bullied. We'll take it out on Bobby. I took my belt off and put the belt to his ass, Trey. He got bullied.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right. Tate, we asked you to run first, man. You say no.
So we kept it moving. Hold on for a second. So if you ask Tate to race, why would you ask him to race? You the dummy. You are the dummy, sir. I know why.
Run us off stupid. The trailer any kind of way we want to run.
Is you stupid
Tate
or you
gave
stupid,
that Cowboy? Tate told us.
Cowboy, is you stupid or you stupid?
So goddamn it, we asked him.
Yeah, you
hell,
asked
Bo was in line. Bo was in line. We made a pad. Bo was in line. We said, Tate, what you want to do?
And you also said, hold. And you also
but y'all been in a track. Y'all been in a track since Tuesday.
You said, hold, right? You also
he said
you don't wait till I come back around.
He
and
said
you didn't
nothing.
Do that. You
no,
said
you didn't
you
told
wait
her
till
that.
I come back
you
around.
Ain't told her no shit like that.
I said
you ain't told her no shit like that. No, you didn't. No,
no,
you didn't.
No, you said
you
that,
no
stupid
shit.
Motherfucker.
You ain't told
you
her. I ain't said shit like
out.
That. I ain't said shit like
lie.
That, man. Man, you're making yourself look good. Make yourself look good, Tate. Make yourself look good. I don't blame you, Tate.
Go ahead.
Make yourself look good.
Go ahead. Doug,
make yourself look good.
Doug,
we did good. We did real good.
We did real good.
We did real good. We did real good.
Hey, and boy,
I want some money with Market Bird.
Hey, hold up, boy, I did good. Hey, listen.
Thank you, Market Burton, for winning me some more money. Market Burton.
Hey, cowboy. Lock in 503.
Man, I like Market Burton. Man, let me tell you. Hey, I won't bet you one fucking penny. I told you that earlier today. I won't bet you now goddamn penny. Not you. I won't bet you now penny, Tate. So you ain't never got to ask me to bet you doing nothing. I won't bet you doing nothing, bitch. That one person I won't bet. When you turn down my $1,000 when I tried to bet you, when we ran Plandemic, I brought $1,000 to you and tried to bet you. You turned that down. Bitch, I never bet you.
Hey, cowboy.
Yeah, hey, Crane. Hey, Crane. We brought him $1,000. I said, Tate, do you want to bet $1,000 on Plandemic? Tate said, nope. I don't know better somebody. I said, okay, then don't worry. Don't worry about it. I left. We don't want our money, Tate. Tate, we're not mad. You must be mad. We ain't mad.
I ain't mad.
We not mad at all.
What the fuck am I mad about?
We good.
I took your fucking money.
Yeah, but I got it back. I got it back at the end.
I took your fucking money.
I got it. Marcus Burton helped me get it back. Money gonna be money long as I spend it, long as I got it.
I got your money. I got your money.
I bet so much money. I bet everybody I could bet on that last race.
I got your money.
I bet everybody I could.
Oh,
somebody say, hey, I bet. I would bet everybody. Goddamn Michael Burt, step it up for me, boy. Michael Burt got that money back. Michael Burton gap you, boy.
Hey,
Michael Burton gap you, boy.
Hey,
Hoss.
You got gap
you,
my dog.
Go on to the next
segment,
y'all.
You got gap
you, my dog. Yeah, you're right. Look at me. I'm going
to
mute
you.
Go to the next segment, dog.
I'm going
to
go on mute.
You got gap back to back. That's too
much. A-Train got to cut his cigarette. A-Train still got it. Whenever A-Train say he got enough.
This ain't about nothing right here, dog.
This ain't about nothing because they trying to see why he didn't go.
Like why he ain't going now.
He ain't going after
like there's no there's absolutely no reason.
Hey, it don't matter because it could have happened.
But that's the only dumb thing.
We already know why I'm not going. Why are you not going?
Say
why
I'm not going. My car doesn't have any wire in it. It doesn't have any. Hold on. My car has no wire in it. There's no wheels, no axles, no nothing, no sensors, no nothing on it. So that is the reason why I can't go. So tell me why you can't go. Why can't you go?
We ain't going.
So you know why I can't go. Why can't you guys? Why can't you go? Why can't you go?
Hit the wall.
He had the number
one.
Listen,
yeah, we know what happened to my car. We know what happened to my car, but you know that if my car was together, I would fuck you up any fucking day. Any fucking day. But let me ask you, it don't matter. It don't matter. But see, I'm spending that money, not you. But why won't you go?
Okay, same thing.
Why won't you go? Why won't you go, Trigger Man? Kane is on the phone right now. He was at the track. Why wouldn't you go? I answer your question.
Hey, Train.
Just spend that money.
I answer the question. Why?
Hey, I'm about to load
go.
My car up now. I'm about to load my car up now. We're going to Mississippi.
You can load it
weekend.
Up to take it around, but would you load it up to go race?
No,
hey,
Crane, we're going to race.
Would you load it up to go race?
We're going to race.
See, this is how you escape by trying to just
Crane, we'll be in Mississippi
race on me, but you can't. Everybody has seen it on video. The reason why you ain't racing,
Crane.
Why won't you race the ghost? Why won't you race the ghost?
Well, tell him to come to Mississippi then.
No,
we're going to Mississippi to race.
You're taking a little car. You're taking that little car.
No,
ghost gobbling. Gobbling. What you call that
race?
Brain bobbling or something. Whatever you call it. Whatever that car is called. That's the other car. We're not talking about that car.
Well, we don't
about
care what you want to talk about.
Glorilla.
We don't care what you want to
talk about. Glorilla against Tate.
Hey,
I answer your question.
Hey,
the reason
okay,
why
so we're not
I can't
gonna race.
Go.
So once you go race,
what's the real reason why you won't race Tate the great?
So we run
the unfriendly
code.
Ghost.
We got to run by the code. We got to run
no,
by the code.
No. You jumped around. Listen, you asked me a question.
We're not
going
to answer your question. We don't have to answer your
question.
You ain't shit to us, man. We ain't answer your question.
Yeah,
but
it's
what
you don't know anything about.
Let me ask you something.
Let me ask you something, you're not asking me shit else that I'm going to answer until you answer my question.
No, okay.
Well,
Jamie, who the fuck is you?
I didn't ask you to answer anything, cowboy. What I did was ask why
okay, wait,
is he ducking
so Tate? He ain't going to answer. So you go on to the next question. You go ahead, though.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, go on with your show, bro.
Yeah, go on with the show.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Well,
yeah,
everybody on this
show.
Phone see what's going on. Everybody on this
we
show see what's going on.
We don't give a
he
fuck
walk
what
around,
everybody on the phone see. The real, the real people
around,
know what's going
the
on.
The reason
hey,
why
the real
people
know what's
not
going
locking
on.
In with the unfriendly ghost.
Hey,
you
the real people know what's going
question.
On.
You try to
just,
divert.
Yes,
you
see
try
that.
To divert it away. You try to divert it away.
Well, Trey,
but
are you
the
mad?
Real question is why you would not lock.
The
no,
real
brother,
question,
I'm never mad.
You're not
going to
ask
no,
our question. We're
I'm
not
going to
answer
I'm
your.
Never,
that's a real question.
It ain't we, cowboy.
Well, then,
I didn't ask you anything.
He's not going to answer
I
your
asked,
question.
Hold on,
bro. He's not.
So,
Jamie's not going to answer your question, bro.
He's a puppet? So he's a puppet now.
So the puppet,
puppet?
Not going to answer your question.
Okay.
Yeah, the puppet not going to answer your question.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, he's a puppet. So the puppet ain't going to answer your question. Now go on and ask the dog to answer your question. Whoever, you know, since the puppet won't answer, ask the dog what he answer. If he ain't answer, get the fuck on to the next one. So we over here.
Okay, Willie.
Your goose.
Oh man, the ventriloquist. You threw it your show, A-Train already?
ducking at the best, buddy. That's ducking at its best. With Willie, that was a junk that you want me to get started right there, and it went exactly like I thought it would. That man know how to he know how to duck and by the way. He know how to duck and how to. He know how to duck.
Then he get mad when you keep it real. They say you mad. They get
mad.
We
not mad, Jay. We say, honey, this is not all that good stuff. We got Bobby Cole locked in. We ain't thinking about that goddamn dumb shit you talking about.
I'm just saying,
mother
called
a spade. We got Bobby Cole locked in,
man.
We worry about Bobby Cole now.
Hey, for cowboy, he said I was hating because I said,
but ain't nobody hating on
him. I said, down go see him.
We worry about Bobby Cole, man.
When he was somebody, like about it on Facebook. Somebody else do it, he said they hate on him. Fuck his sensitive ass. That's why he was over there finna cry. He's over finna cry.
Oh, shit.
My house gonna cry. My house hurt. House hurt.
He did look like he was gonna cry, though.
To the goo factory. Send his ass to the goo factory.
Yeah, everybody said he's finna cry, right? Everybody
he looked like he was gonna cry.
Man. That nigga sensitive, man. He's sensitive.
But he say everybody else is hating. Why you gotta hate? Now, listen. You want to see everybody do good, but you got to talk about that bad shit
if
too.
If you
like,
don't agree
why,
to that soul sensitive motherfucker, you hating.
You
hating. He a soul sensitive motherfucker.
You hating.
You don't agree to
and
him,
he'd like to divert
hate.
The shit.
Fuck him.
He like to
fuck
divert.
Him, ducking ass. Duck goose.
Kid, fuck you
own kid.
Fuck you too.
Question.
You own kid.
Fuck you,
you
too.
Hey,
who the hell is you?
He still ain't answering that goddamn
question.
Ask that question, Trey. Ask that question one more time, Train. Give me answer. Ask it one more time, Train.
He ain't gonna answer.
Hey, Train. Who did the most racing down there? What five inch or below car did the most racing down there? Hey, Train.
I gotta get
to
you. I'm gonna tell it the way it is. You did.
I'm loading up Romeo
and
Mustang now.
Okay, how far you for now?
Listen.
That's a damn lie. No, it won't. That's a damn lie. That's a lie. That's a lie.
Marcus Burke didn't want to run for $5,000, man.
But we bet
money.
On the style, though. That style. I don't know
money.
What they ran in the box. I know what I was getting on that style. I've been on that side.
So basically, hey, Tate,
man,
hey,
that side broke
Tate,
me.
Tate,
I don't know what
they Tate, I see what's going on now, Tate. So, hey, Tate, I see what's happening right now. So what the deal is that they just, hey, he want to go off with somebody else. He want to go off with somebody else. You know what I mean?
Hey, I want money. I want money.
You want to go?
But I want money. The question is, I want money with somebody else. I want money with somebody else, boy.
But yeah, that's fine. But you, but why did he spend any money gambling against
the state?
I want
money, boy.
That's what everybody wants to know is why that way.
I want money, boy.
Hey, Trey. They didn't have a heart to do what the fuck I did.
I want money.
So now they ride money. Why y'all ain't get their ass up there like Marcus Burke did?
Kansas City, who you like, dog? Before you do that,
Who don't like Kansas City?
Hey, man, you can't interrupt that. You don't know about no goddamn fucking.
I know about that too. Kansas City, I think, is the only undefeated team around here. Shit, Kansas City. Hey, Tate, you got my $500 Q had one goddamn job to do.
I know, dog, but I don't. Hey, listen, I had to punish you, dog. I'm just saying, you my homie. I fuck with you, but you did that to yourself. You did it to yourself. I ain't mad at you. You know, no, I would have let you out, but, I mean,
hey,
you
get
persistent.
That
far
on the
no.
back, we run by the cold, dog. You
hey,
get
dog.
It back.
You were so persistent about me getting fucked up. You got yourself fucked up. That's what happened.
Hey, dog,
no,
you
no,
get
no,
it back,
no,
we
no,
run
no,
by
no,
the
did,
cold. You get it back.
I did not
you
get,
get
myself
it back,
up,
dog.
It was never money. But hold on. I'm going to close everybody's mic up and let the people get their battery pulled. I'm closing everybody's mic, guys. Kid, I had your mic on. You didn't say nothing, so you ain't no reason to get what the hell you get on the other line for. Don't y'all go nowhere, because I got to get the official bad report. A-Train gave a bad report, which was, you know, it was just like anything else. It was his opinion. A-Train, ain't nobody mic over me.
So I'm going to sign off with this. I'm going to sign off. Hey, listen, once again, great race. I enjoyed seeing everybody. Enjoyed all the racing that was there. Glad that nobody... there was no fights, and there was nobody that seriously got hurt. You know, our prayers are with DJ. That was ugly. I was right there at 3:30 when that car went up in the air. It looked really bad, but it came down like he needed to be, like it needed to come down, and he was able to drive it off the track. So thank God nobody got hurt. Nobody got their car tore up real bad, and they're able to start their 2025 season off. So I'm going to leave you with this. Be yourself, because everybody else is taken. I'm out.
All right. Well, A-Train, I don't want you to go nowhere, because when they get on my ass, I'm going to want you to answer my questions, too. If you got to answer my question, too. They got to tell your ass up and leave
okay.
me. I'm going to close you up, too, A-Train. I'm closing you up, too.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. A-Train gave his bad report. A-Train gave his bad report, which was, you know, controversial, but okay. Juice, you got a bad report, Juice. Juice, you got a bad report.
Go ahead,
dog.
Go ahead.
All right. No problem. No problem. No problem. Anybody on my line got a bad report? Whoever on my line, I'm opening the mic. I just opened the mic up. Anybody on that line got a bad report? Anybody on that line got a bad report? Anybody? All right. Got a lot of noise over there, but hey, another thing too. If you got somebody you want to recognize, see, A-Train gave his bad report and recognized people. If you got somebody you want to recognize and get him some props, don't wait till everybody else get his and then come back. Come on, you didn't talk about whoever you want to talk about. You hit the one button and give your own people some goddamn props. That's what we do this shit. All right, Cowboy. Anybody on y'all line want a bad report or anything y'all want to say, Cowboy? Y'all got the flow now.
Yeah,
now,
I'm gonna give Marcus Burt the bow. I'm gonna give Marcus Burt the bow for doing my job for me. That's all I got, dog.
Okay, well,
I'm getting the bow to Mockenbird.
That's all you got, Cal?
Yeah. I'm getting the bow to Mockenbird.
Right.
He did a hell of a job, right. A wonderful job.
Okay. Get Trigger Man faggot ass back on here. I'm closing your mic up. Get Trigger Man faggot ass back on here, too. All right, let's go right here. Floppy Flop, you got a bad reporter. Anybody on your line, Floppy Flop?
Damn, man, I didn't want to go like that, but I'll jump in with what I got.
Come on to the phone. Come to the phone real good. There you go, Flop. There you go. Come on. Come on, Flop.
My bear and my cub going to be a toss-up, dog, so I'm going to let the people just decide where they want to put them. It's going to be a toss-up between them Chicago guys, Tate and Vaughn, because both of them did some good shit. So they can be either one can be the bear or the cub. And I got a bully. My bully going to be Jimbo. For obvious reasons. And I got a jackass, dog. My jackass going to be that guy out of Detroit, Lil Will, man. I kind of fell off with my other shit, dog, so I ain't got nothing. I'm going to stop it right there.
All right. Well, I'm gonna need you in a minute, so don't go now. I'm gonna mute you, but I'm gonna need you in a minute, Flop. So don't go nowhere this time for real. Seriously, Cal City, Cal. Anybody on your line got a bad report, anything they want to sell, recognize you the only one got a mic on. Come on with it. I think Tate on your line, too, I think.
Not really, Doc. What I want to recognize is Jimbo, Tony Harris with the pandemic, and Tate the Great. I mean, they worked their butts off to and gave a hell of a show. And
right.
And Brace Carvon too. He did a good job out there.
All right. Well, you wanna give Hellraiser some credit for scaring the shit out of you?
No, he didn't scare me. My car wouldn't go, dog. Car wouldn't go.
Well, you say, same difference then, okay. All right, Cal, I just had to throw that in there.
Was Tricky Man scared?
We ain't talking about Tricky Man. We talking about you right now.
Damn good question, Cal.
Tate. Hold up. We're doing this in order. We wasn't talking about Trigger Man. We wasn't talking.
It don't matter, dog. That's
a
damn good question.
Tate, can we? Tate, we're going to do this in order. Damn. See, that's what. I only mute the mics because they won't. I'm not talking to you, Tate. I'm talking to Cal City Cal. If y'all got something to say about Jamie, wait and talk when y'all want to say something about Jamie. I'm talking to Cal City Cal about him now. Tate, you got time to say yours in a minute. Just hold the fuck on. Cal City, I'm talking to you. Tate is next. Just hold tight. Tate, you got a chance to say anything you want to say. No, it ain't one side of shit. It's just that you ain't going to just come break in and do what the fuck you want to do, though.
I don't give a fuck.
You ain't
going to
break in
and do bullshit.
You can call him what the fuck you want, bitch-ass nigga.
And he ain't good oil press.
Okay, all right. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, you're going to do this shit all day on my show. Fuck you. Anybody on 443-6482, you got a thing you want to put out?
Yeah, I got something I want to put out. Unfriendly Ghost of My Bear.
Uh-huh.
Grandson is my cub.
Uh-huh.
Jesse James is my bully.
Mm-hmm.
Mario is my most impressive.
Okay.
And my jackass is Trigger Man. I'm telling Larry, he got to be 5'9", goddammit, to talk to him.
Oh, Lord. Okay. All right, no problem. Anything else you got, kid? And I'm going to go back to Tate, but I mean, Tate is going to, once we quiet this shit down, we're going to talk in order. When we just everybody arguing, we can argue all together like they was doing earlier. But when we come to the organized shit, he's going to have to fall in fucking line. He can call it one side, he can call it any fucking thing he want to. But fuck him. If he don't want to fall in line and do the right shit at the right time, fuck him and suck my dick. Lil Fred, what you got?
I got Jimbo as my bear. I got Tate is my cub and bully.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the third is Jamie jumping around,
okay.
Bouncing around. Jimbo slapped him across his ass. He done jumped in.
Oh.
But that's all
okay.
I got.
All right.
Yeah.
Now I'm finna go back up here. If Tate want to talk, he got to flow by himself.
Okay.
If he want to talk. Tate, you got the flow by yourself now. If you want to talk.
Well, Tony, we own Tony, but we must be we can't hear what's going on the show.
How come you can't hear what's going on the show, Cal City? We hear you. Why you can't hear what's going on the show?
Wait,
you
muted.
Nah, what you mean? Ain't nobody muted. We talking to you, Cal City. We hear you. You dumb ass motherfucker. We hear you.
Hey. Yeah, I'm back on.
Well,
we didn't hear. We didn't hear shit.
Huh? Y'all on here? We hear y'all.
Room or something.
Hold
what
up.
They call it?
Y'all can't. Now, y'all phone messed up. We talking to y'all. Hello.
Hey,
you can't hear me?
Yeah, I'm back.
Hey, kid, can you hear me talking?
Yo.
Can you hear me, kid?
Yeah, I can hear you.
We hear Cal City, what they talking about? Somebody call them and tell them we hit them.
Brandon,
I don't know why they can't hear them.
Boy, listen. I'm going to sit with you, brother. I heard some shit today, boy. God damn.
What you heard, big dog?
About Brandon? Oh, Brandon over there. I call him tomorrow.
About me?
No. Are we back on the show? Is we off or what? What the fuck?
Man, he got it.
I'm showing I'm on a dog show, but he must have put us in a different room.
Something going on.
Hey, Jay, you said something about me?
Hey, dog say he here. He just texted
yeah,
me.
We
here.
Got yeah, we
he hit it. Hey, they hear us all, y'all, but we can't hear them.
See, now, the reason they can't hear us is, that's what I'm talking about,
hey,
sending them motherfuckers on one phone. There's sending them motherfuckers on one phone, and they can't hear shit.
I said I'm going to call you, Brando. I don't know what's going on. I guess we still on. I don't know if we on or not.
Yeah, they say we on, but we can't hear them. I'm getting text messages saying we on, but we can't hear them. They can hear us, though.
That's right. Well, all right, I'm finna mute him then. I don't know if he want to hang up and call back. Yeah, I don't know if he want to hang up and call back, but we can hear him just as plain as day. Now, I'm going to say something. And see, the reason I really had A-Train on him, but it turned the same way with him. I just wanted to prove a point. People always go with who they like. And if you don't like who they like, or if you're not in their clique, first thing they holler is, you're being one-sided or you're hating. See, there, a lot of these, the bad reports come the same way. But it's still, oh, I forgot. My fault before I get to it. I forgot. I told Flop to stand by, and I got to pay it. Flop, I need the disclaimer broke down into to kindergarten level tonight, Flop. Flop, I need to disclaimer broke down to kindergarten level.
Your bear report is your own personal opinion, meaning that's who you like, that's who you choose. It does not make your bear report any more right or wrong than anybody else's bear report. It's what you like and what you like only. Dog's bear report gets the official bear report title only because he created the bear report. It does not make his bear report right or wrong. It does not give his any more weight than yours or yours any more weight than his. Again, it is your own personal opinion of who you like, what you saw, or what you know about the racing events that happened.
Thank you, Flop. Thank you. And I've noticed about it, and they're definitely going with whoever they like. Juice, what you got to say, Juice? You got something you want to say, Juice?
Flop, if you the next time you give a goddamn disclaimer as your goddamn attorney, if you don't put your damn cash up in front of it, I quit, goddamn.
Hey, motherfucker. Hold on. Do you put your cash app in front of yours, you bitch made ass nigga? Huh? Do you pay anything, you bitch made homosexual ass?
This wasn't for you, dog. This wasn't for you,
well,
dog.
No, but you trying to say some damn
Mom,
like I'm supposed to pay a motherfucker. All right.
No, not
your
you, dog.
All right. Okay. All right, I got you, Juice. I just want to let you know. Damn it, I'm spending money. I ain't making no money. I do this shit for y'all entertainment. I can go in there and goddamn it get my motherfucking my butter pecan ice cream and go watch this motherfucking game tonight. But anyway, I did notice, and I really didn't want to come on here. A-Train, the arena, I sat back just and listened and looked. It's the same shit, man. We ain't going to never get this shit right because we only going to go with who we like. See, just like right now when we heard KLCD Cal, then was on there. We could hear them plain as day, but they was on there saying, oh, they put us in the private room, or they put us in another room because they didn't want us to talk. I don't give a fuck who talk on this goddamn fucking show. Ain't no motherfucker on there can do nothing about what no motherfucker say on these shows and shit. It's a popularity contest, and it ain't what it is. My bad report is semi-popularity just like anything else, but it has facts behind it too. But it might be some flaws in it that a lot of people don't like or whatever, but it's close enough with some of it. This weekend, had 100 motherfucking things going on. Every bitch down there could have been a bear, bully, cub, or whatever. It was just that many motherfuckers down there doing that much shit. But everybody can't do it. To make it better, we make one at a time. Let me get A-Train back on it. A-Train.
Yes, sir.
A-Train. Now,
yes, sir.
Technically speaking, now,
You're going to have who you got, and you're going to fight for it if they get on your ass. But technically speaking, if you tell the truth, couldn't it could have been a whole lot of Bears, Cubs, and Bullies down there this week. One. It could have been a whole lot of them. It could have been.
Yes, it could have been a lot of them. I mean, but listen, check this out. How do we, and this is just my opinion, okay? And sometimes we do. I've been on this show and listened a few times. We show favoritism to certain ones, but how do we not give? How do we leave Jesse James? How do Jesse James not be the Bear?
Hold on. A-Train, there you go again. You're doing the same thing I just got through talking about. Okay, Jesse James could be the Bear. How come Joseph West couldn't be the Bear? How come goddamn it, Trigger Man couldn't be the Bear? How come Pandemic couldn't be the Bear? How come couldn't a whole lot of motherfuckers be the Bear?
Let me ask you this one question. I hear what you're saying, but if I go back to last year, their report for the year finale, Salty Bitch was the Bear.
Who was?
Because he won. Salty Bitch was the Bear. He won the whole shit. How could he not?
Okay.
That was last year.
Uh-huh.
That was per your Bear report. That was per your Bear report.
See. So what that mean? What you trying to say? Just because he won the shootout, he's supposed to automatically be the Bear. Is that what you trying to get at?
I mean, the man went.
No.
Five rounds.
A-Train, you ain't answering the questions. How you know is the Bear report based on grudge races? Is the Bear report based on shootout? Is the Bear what is the Bear? You don't even know what the Bear report is based on to make the assumption.
Well, if I had to make that assumption, I would make the assumption because of what the man has done, you know, what they did for the year.
Let me throw a monkey wrench in there, A-Train. And I'm not
okay, go ahead.
I'm just trying to show the
educate some of the public
on some of this shit. Now, if you really want to
be serious,
listen to what I'm going to say. Listen to me real good, A-Train. If you really want to say the baddest bitch down there, that was goddamn Lil Country. That was Lil Country if you really want to go that way now. Ain't there a bitch down there probably could whoop Lil Country. But see, Lil Country, you got to look at the whole picture. He going to a goddamn high school graduation, and he a professional football player. What I'm trying to say is,
absolutely,
a whole lot of different stuff goes into this year. Now, ain't there a bitch down there could whoop Lil Country? Okay, so why ain't he the Bear? Why ain't he the Bear? Then A-Train.
Well, you asked me that question. Well, he could be,
uh-huh.
But there's always, like you said, it's your personal opinion, and we don't know what your guidelines and what you base.
Thank you.
Your bear report off of.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So everybody, the first thing everybody want to settle, A-Train. Hold on, Flock. Let me say this to A-Train. Because A-Train, it's good. It's educational. A-Train, see, the first thing a motherfucker want to say, the baddest motherfucker down there. All right, the baddest motherfucker down there really was Lil Country. If you want to really look at it, it was Lil Country. Go ahead, Flock.
I was just going to say, A-Train touched on it right at the end of this statement. It goes back to you being your own personal opinion. And let me give you an example. Of course, Lil Country is badass. Tate is badass. But I'm going to use myself as an example. I'm going to even go back to what A-Train said. Salty Bitch is badass. That's one of my favorites. But on a personal level, those are cars I imagine and dream about. But the Bear may be a car that I can identify with financially. In my bracket, I may be able to identify more with what a grandson did or somebody or their or the banker. I might say, I can probably fit in there. So that's why they get my vote as opposed to this supersonic A-Train or this supersonic Salty Bitch or Trigger Man. Mm-hmm. So that's why. And again, like you said, he touched on it right then. It's everybody's own personal opinion, and in that instance, it is a popularity contest.
Thank you. Okay, Flop. All right, good report. See, A-Train, this is educational and whatever. And you can be personal if you love Tate. If you love Tate, and nothing wrong with liking Tate. I love Tate. But the shit, when it comes to Tate and Jamie, it's one side of my goddamn leg. And you know my leg is one-sided.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But listen,
okay,
but listen, in the defense, hold on for a second. In the defense, I feel like, my personal opinion, I touched on everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I touched on everybody.
I mean, that's,
the friendly ghost,
it.
And the friendly ghost, I said
well.
That because, yeah, and I said the friendly ghost because these are the races that we know that he had locked in. I didn't, when Trigg was on the line this morning, I became aware of TKM and then somebody else. But that wasn't put out in the forefront. You know what I mean? So that's the reason why I said, well, damn, he raced just as much as anybody else. And then on top of that, he was in a shootout. So he was going some rounds. So why not? But that's my personal opinion that he was the bully. Because he had to go
okay.
to do these other races. Go ahead.
All right, I'm finna close you up, A-Train, and I'm finna give you the official.
Okay.
I'm closing you up, A-Train. Ain't nobody mic open but mine, y'all. And I'm finna give y'all the official battle report. And like I said, y'all just seen just then how we got, if we get 10 people on this damn show, we can't get 5 of them to agree with the same shit. So I don't know why y'all get so upset about it. You just let it be what it be and try to be what you want to be. But here is the official. This is the official battle report. The official battle report, the bear of the week, goes to Oscar Cardoza, Jesse James, 10-4 Racing Crew. That is the official bear of the week, Oscar Cardoza. The Cub goes to Joseph West, the banker. The Cub goes to Joseph West, the banker. Contract Killer goes to James Myron, a.k.a. Jimbo, the Contract Killer. The Racer of the Week event, Jamie Triggerman Halls, Trip Racing, Tiamara. Like y'all said, whether you like it or not, and they're going to say I'm one side of them sucking whatever, but it's my mouth. If I want to suck it, I'm going to suck what I want to suck. Like I said, the man started Thursday, man. The man started Thursday, Friday, and Saturday racing. Whether you like him, if you don't like him, whether he got his ass whooped or whatever. And that's where the one-sided shit come in. Just vote on what the motherfucker did, regardless whether you like the motherfucker or not. Basically, if we had a panel, if you don't like a motherfucker, just abstain and don't vote at all. But the race of the week event was Trigger Man, Trip Racing, Tiamara. The bully was Marcus Axeman Burry. John got it. He got the shit slapped out of him the first round of the shootout, and he came around trying to fuck with everybody out there. Give props out to the ones that ran him, and Tate was one of the ones that ran him, and slapped the fuck out of Tate, too, now. The Thought, without a doubt. Some people said it was sweetness, but the Thought is black gold. Chad Argo, every time he crunk up, he got fucked up. The Jackass is a guy nobody don't know, but they seen it. It was Justin Henson. That was the motherfucker that was running down the track when Black Gold got his asshole blowed out like he had won. And the goddamn wind light on the other side, he running down the track holding his hand up. Then he came back and tried to shake the man's hand. The man said, what the fuck you shaking my hand for? We done got our ass whooped. Then he looked around and seen they lost. Now, that's the fucking Jackass. Justin Henson. The Lamont Sanford is Antonio Labarda, a.k.a. Flap. That's the motherfucker when, goddamn it, Black Gold took off and it blowed the tires. He slammed his own. They have a $20 gas in the car. But he had like he had bit the world and then he owned the car and he had just lost his goddamn all his money. The most impressive, Earice, Tate Walker, a.k.a. Tate the Great and the Unfriendly Ghost. He was the most impressive to me down there. Among things down there to me, it was Tate the Great, most impressive. Honorable mention goes to Jimmy McFadden, a.k.a. Big Sexy. He won the small block shootout down there with them boys. He beat the fuck out of them. He fucked Themo up in the finals there, beat the shit out of Themo. That was a damn good race, though. Driver of the Week also goes to Oscar Cardoza, Jesse James. The best race of the week to me was Black Gold and Glorilla. That was the best race of the week. Sportsmanship Award goes to Tyler and Carly Hancock, the Maverick team. The Maverick came in second place in the finals, which was a hell of a feat for him. And his wife, she helped
while instead of over there helping her husband and her own team, she was in the drivers' meeting helping organize the drivers' meeting. So that's some good sportsmanship right there. It was Tyler and Carly Hancock, the Maverick crew. Best host of the week was Jennifer Torres. That's Raul Torres' wife. She's the best host of the week. She made sure we, if I need anything, extension cards, anything needed, whatever, she was. She was the best host of the week. That is the official Barry report. The top five inches below will come out tomorrow. There will be some big, big changes, omissions, and everything. The Bear, Oscar Cardoza, Jesse James, 10-4 Racing. The Cub, Joseph West, the Banker, Contract Killer, Jumbo, Unnamed Stain. Race of the Week, Trigger Man, Trip Racing, TMR. The Bully, Marcus Axeman, Burke, John Gotti. The Thought, Chad Argo, Black Gold, Jackass, Justin Henson, running down the goddamn track, and the man that got his ass blowed out. Lamont Sanford was flapped, a.k.a. the motherfucker that throwed his phone down, a dumb, platter-head bastard. Most impressive, Tate the Great, Unfriendly Ghost. Honorable mention, Jimmy McFadden with Big Sexy, Small Block Champ. Driver of the Week, Oscar Cardoza, Jesse James. Best Race of the Week, Black Gold and Glorilla. Sportsmanship Award, Tyler and Carly Hancock, the Maverick. Best Host of the Week, Jennifer Torres, co-owner of Valosta, Raul Torres' wife. That is the official Bear Report. I'm finna open the mics back up. If you got questions, please direct them to A-Train. I'm finna go post this shit on Facebook, and I'm finna get ready. If y'all don't want to tap my ass up, I'm going to get ready to go watch this game. But A-Train, I'm finna open everybody mic back home. All I ask you to do is keep your noise down. You can argue, cuss anybody out. That's your fucking business. I can't tell you what to do. I'm opening mics. Mics are opening. Somebody call Cassie the Cat and let him know he had so many people on his mic. I don't know why he couldn't hear, but that's it. The mics are open, guys. I don't hear nobody. Maybe they can't hear me.
I don't agree with your Bear Report. I don't agree with it, but it's fair. It's fair. It's pretty fair.
Thank you, Flop. Thank you, man.
That's his opinion, though, Flop.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty fair. I can't argue with him and be like, you dead motherfucking wrong. You know, I got a few changes in there, but he pretty good.
Yeah, he did pretty good.
Hey, Frank, you there?
It won't bad. I mean, it's like you said, it's fair, you know. But it's his opinion.
Did you see Grandson and Pat Callum race? Which one?
Or with them girls?
The first one.
Both of them.
The first one or the second one? He was stepping all on that man. He was stepping all on that man ass
that's
for a few dollars.
That's what I thought the car was going to be. I said, God damn, he got that man
not
twice.
Not the gas.
Yeah. Oh, goddamn, Opie was on his game.
Lord, how much?
You was at Mike Ray's kid.
Huh? I couldn't get down there. I got next to the couch.
Hey, kid, I really hate when they be hard on us couch potatoes, man.
Yeah.
And we had, hey, Flop.
I was headed that way, but business comes for pleasure.
We had to support the content creators this weekend.
We been making this shit pop on the internet.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, and on a side note, away from racing, people get out and exercise your right to vote tomorrow. I ain't going to get into who you vote for and all that, but it's your right. Get out and exercise your right. Go vote if you ain't already.
All right. I tried to vote twice. They wouldn't let me vote but once.
Oh, man.
What stupid boy. Kid, the second time you went there, you should have took your suspenders off.
Hey, that made him stick out like a sore thumb, didn't he? hey y'all, he back. Look at him. What'd he do? What'd he forget?
Hey, Flop.
Yo.
What would you change in the Bear Report? What would you change?
I gave my Bear
damn
Report
big son of a gun.
I gave my Bear Report. That's what I would change. Everything.
But hold on. We was all getting cut off and hung up and everything else, so I didn't hear that.
But Tim Howell,
that's what I was asking.
The show is recorded. You have to go back and listen afterwards. I don't feel like bringing you up to speed. If we spent all that time doing that, we wouldn't have room to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
ain't gonna do nothing. I mean, if we waste 2 and 3 hours of time on the show with
It ain't wasted time now. But that's just your opinion, just like the Bear Report.
No, it's a fact. 4 years, 4 cars, we ain't did nothing. Come on.
Well, my Bear Report is a fact, but somebody else's Bear Report can be a fact too. Don't make it right.
That's correct. But that's why I asked you what your facts were.
I don't want to tell you, Tim.
If you didn't hear it the first time. That's good.
Hold on. You can't cut me off now. This ain't your motherfucking show now. Don't get sassy.
But I'm talking to Cowboy now. You don't want to tell me what else is there to talk about if you don't want to tell me.
Hey, motherfucker, well, you shut your big stinking ass up. I fought for Cowboy now.
That's what I was going to do.
I'll tear your motherfucking ass up, Tim House. Wrong person. Wrong motherfucking person.
But you want to keep on going. I don't want to talk about it.
Hey, Mr. Powell. I'm
calling Tim.
And babysit, motherfucker.
Oh, man.
I don't understand. How in the world that makes that offensive? If you tell me,
offensive to be determined by the person offended, not the motherfucker offended, man. Get on with that shit. There's a comprehension problem going on this motherfucker, and you leave
the man, not to comprehend.
You cannot comprehend if you didn't hear.
Can't understand.
Well, hold on. You obviously have a point in a comprehension problem. You got a listening problem.
How?
You got a punctuality problem. You're not here on time to hear shit. You want everybody to stop and go back while you get brought up to speed. You're deficient.
99% of the time, I'm on time.
99%. Well, 1% will get you a fail grade, sir. Now, I'm going to say this. Before I get on your thinking ass real good, you better go find somebody else to play with.
You tell me you don't want to talk about it. How you still going?
Hey, Tim Howell, you stinking motherfucker, go talk to your hoe now. I done told you who the fuck
Damn.
I am. I'm far from them motherfuckers now. And I really hate to blast your pussy ass because I do that all day long. Now you want to get on the open mic and get sassy, motherfucker, you can get burnt the fuck up.
No, how much is the mic open?
I'm the one that secured your pussy ass from hell. Cause Cowboy and them brought smoke from your stinking ass.
I said okay. He said okay, Flobby. I'm where the flag. Flop.
Hold the towel in, Ken.
Get off. Hold the towel in. He won't listen.
Let him live, Flock. Let him live, Flock. Flock, let him live.
Thank you very much, man. Dog, I said okay.
My.
It's a flower bringing, goddammit.
Woo! Flower, duck, duck, goose.
Come on. You think I'll take it early. Should have called it early.
I just got back on, man. What was the Bear Report? I'm back on. I missed the Bear Report.
Ain't nobody said nothing to you about being punctual. You need to stay on the line, Tate. You late.
Tim,
go, you gonna have to go look. You gonna have to. Willie Dog has posted it right now. We've moved on from that tape. I'm just saying, my brother.
All right, my bad.
We moved on from that.
What y'all talking about now?
Yeah. Well,
I just got back on. I've been gone about 15
well,
minutes. What's
happening?
Can I answer that for you? Nothing. Listen.
Hey, Tate. Is everybody on the internet right now? I know everybody looking at Facebook. Ain't nobody gonna say nothing.
What you talking about?
Talking about Ryan Grisby. Talking about what Ryan Grisby posted.
yeah, we just gonna overlook that.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, listen. Well, you're a motherfucker that you don't worry about what's going on with other motherfuckers. That shit don't matter to nobody. I mean, I think. Everything. Hey, listen.
This is the race community, and this is about race. If it was personal, it wouldn't be on the Facebook. Once it hits the Facebook, it is now for the public to discuss. It's public knowledge.
Y'all let them people see that.
No, fuck that. But we just going to overlook that then, huh? That what we going to do?
I got my eye on you, Flop. You ain't got salty no more. Now I got my eye
Hold on. Hey, you got my eye on my dick because you dick watching, motherfucker. That's what you're doing.
I asked you to quit looking at me.
Every time my zipper go down, your mouth fly open.
Damn, Flop.
Come on, man. Let's get back to this.
You mean it.
Thank you very much, man. Hold on. Y'all asked me to ease up off the man. I quit talking. And he brought his stinking stupid ass back over here.
Come on over here with me, Shepard.
Let him live, Flop.
Good God almighty. Yeah, who that breathing in the phone, man? It got to be a fat motherfucker, man. Come on, man, with that breathing.
Somebody gonna fill up.
How can it be I'm talking to you, man?
You ain't talking to me because your mouth full. That's you breathing out your nose because this kickstand is in your mouth.
Come on, man. I already know it ain't me because I ain't fat. I'm just husky. That's all.
You gigantic motherfucker.
Well, they used to call you husky. They didn't say you was fat.
That means you've been lied to all your life.
Block, you mean, boy. You real mean.
That go real. Breathing in the goddamn phone.
That ain't me.
Breathing, motherfucker.
That ain't me because I go to mute every time I say something.
Right on.
You might as well stay on mute.
Stick your thumb in your ass because somebody over there doing your hoe the same way.
Oh, damn.
Now, I ask you not to fuck with me on this show because I don't like embarrassing you in front of people. That's reserved for our morning show. But you get your stinking, sloppy ass over here with your knee pads on, and then you get to salivating at the mouth wanting to suck dick in public. Stop that shit, fat boy. Stop that.
Good.
That was Tyler Perry.
Somebody watching the damn TV over there with all that noise. Watching the damn TV. Ask y'all nicely just to put your phone on. That's all I did. I asked you nice.
Hey, Flock, I got a question. Just want to... Flock, you there?
Yes, sir.
Why you keep calling that man stinking?
What's
stinking
he
mean?
Can explain.
What's
stinking he can explain it to you better than I can. See, this is why I asked him not to fuck with me on these open shows. Because then people come up with questions, and then you might get labels bestowed upon you, and people want to know shit. Now, Tim,
I've heard you say that more than once. I'm just, you know, I'm new, so I don't really know him.
I'm gonna clean it up for him. It's just an expression that we use to signify on our show.
I've been around him
a few times, but he don't stink, not that I know of.
Okay. Listen, though, I'm going back, though. Is this the same guy that gentleman that Cowboy jumped on last week?
Yes. He's a glutton for pain. And here's the thing. Hold on. Here's the thing. Hear me out real good, A-Train. He my man to the end. I didn't like the way Cowboy and them tore his ass up. He had a lot of compassion for him. I went out and solicited people to assist him, found him some avenues for recovery and, you know, for redemption. And then this is the shit he does. He get his stupid, stinking ass on here, and he wants to go back and forth with me. I done put systems in place to assist him, and he wants to come on here because he's an attention whore, and he wants to sit in the thigh and go back and forth with
him. I'm going to have what you're actually saying, you're not confirming or denying that the literature that's being used is true or false about the man Odom. It's just being thrown.
The man pretty sharp now. He ain't that. He far from that. That's just a term that we use over there on our show.
I don't know, though, because Cowboy used it real roughly now. That shit was rough.
Cowboy said the man had a rash. He was afraid of water. He need to wash his stinking ass. Now, Cowboy may know something that I don't.
Okay, I know. Mm-hmm. Listen. You have just enlightened me on something.
You didn't ask the question about him. You want to ask a question about me. What about him with all that fake gold in his mouth and smelling like hot chain with his nasty spitting on people all the time? You ain't talking about him with his funky behind. Ain't nobody said anything about him. Then he get on here and he want to talk about me. Wait a minute, hold on. He want to get on here and talk about me. He the only man on this phone can leave and go for 6 and 7 days and leave his old lady at home. You know why? Because don't nobody want her 289-pound gorilla linebacker behind. Don't nobody want her.
Man, you going to bring the man wife into it?
Hold on. A-Train, let me correct you now. I'm going to say this. Get out the way, Tim. They told that man up. They talked about his old lady. He ain't doing nothing but on the same level that they are right now. They have obliterated him and his old lady, his family and everything. He is definitely a counterpuncher when it comes to that. He will probably never lead off into the old ladies. Now, he might tell you what up one-on-one, you and him, but he's not going to ever lead off into the other stuff unless you hit him with it.
She ain't no 289 pounds, not unless she gained weight since the last time.
That's your opinion. What about all them bed bugs up under all them rolls of fat she got?
I'm getting out this car because it ain't got no seatbelts. I'm getting out this car. This car ain't got no seatbelts. I'm out the way. I'm going to be on mute right now.
That's why every time he go there to the pawn shop and pawn her teeth and then go there to the racing with Trigger Man. And I know him. I seen this guy before. He ain't talking about nothing. Nasty behind.
Damn.
Spitting on people with all that hot change in his mouth. Shut your mouth. And brass on him. That's how he take that old fake gold. He take brass on and brush his brass on.
Have fun, Tim.
I'm gone, dog.
I'm going to laugh with your big stank ass. You the only one be fucking your little baby. You fuck your daughter, Tim Howe. You the only big guy. Go home and fuck your little daughter. You don't want them bad do that. I ain't never seen nobody. A daughter got pregnant by the daddy.
Man.
Well, it ain't your baby, really.
When you leave to go to the track.
Tim, why you be fucking your little son in the ass, Tim? Why you do that? You big nasty, greasy, stank motherfucker. You got four names. You talk about we got four cars. You got four names. You got stanky, you got shitty, you got funky, and you got pissy. You got four names, Tim High. Them four names fit you. Stanky, funky, shitty, and pissy. Them your four names.
That's why they come.
You talk about we got four cars.
You got all, you got
yeah.
your friends.
Tim High, you the only big man. You the only big man can't go nowhere.
With all that on, eating her nasty behind.
Hey, Tim High, boy, I'm glad I got a beautiful one. I'm glad, Tim High. I'm glad I got a beautiful wife. A nice, beautiful. I bet you can't say that about yourself. You can't even show your wife. You can't show your big, stank, greasy ass wife. Tim High, you can't show that fucking bitch you got. I bet nobody ain't never seen her.
You ever been talking about, man, come on, man.
Tim, I bet nobody never seen your wife. If they did, I bet they laughing at her right now.
They even banned her from the truck stop. They don't even want her standing behind her at the truck stop. The truck driver don't care, man.
Tim, I love her. I'm glad the truck. Hey, Tim, I'm glad they don't want her. Cause I damn sure want her.
Hey, the way your breasts.
I hope nobody don't want
her.
Tim, I'm glad of that. Ooh, Lord, I'm glad. Hey, man, she stank, she shitty. Hey, Tim, she stank, she shitty, she right. So, man, don't y'all talk to her. Y'all leave alone. Cause I love her. Please don't y'all talk to her.
Hey,
I don't want no man on here to talk to.
Hey. She walk around with,
she walk around with shit.
Tall,
hey,
all that
hey, Tim High. Hey, Tim High. She walk around with shit on her drawers and everything. She walk around with shit on her drawers and everything. But boy, don't nobody been not talked to her. Tim High, you been not talked to her.
But
boy, she walk around with shit on her drawers.
She
pissed it.
She ain't wearing that wig. You ain't going. Nobody want her. That's why you believe her.
Man, Tim High, if my lady wear a wig.
Nobody gonna come get her.
Hey, Tim High, you'll never catch my lady wearing a wig. She got that pretty natural hair.
And then on top
she don't need
of that,
no
when
wig.
She
got that natural hair.
On the head. Why you don't look in the mirror when you put that thing on? Getting all crooked, nasty roaches and bed bugs all in it. Just go behind the line, man. Come on, man.
Chill out. I'm a lad with you.
Hey,
that's funny to me, Tim.
When Cowboy take her to the grocery store, he can put her on a pallet and lift up with a jack and put in the back of the truck. She can't fit in nothing else. Put a big wide side by side behind her.
I'm a lad with you, Tim. That's funny to me. Tim, that's real funny. Now say some more joke, Tim. I'm going to lad with you.
I'm doing.
See, Tim, one thing about me, when you don't know her, it don't bother me. But I know I know I got a beautiful one, a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So that don't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
I go around the world with mine. You can't go around the world with yours.
That's because
so
you
keep
got
on.
To do that to
and
get
then
around.
So look at Tim,
how
you helping me? You helping me, Tim? How? Because look at her, she like that. The guy should not want to say nothing to her. So boy, you helping me. So keep talking about it. Help me some more. Don't start helping me.
Go up there to the pawn shop. Her teeth sitting up
there
on the front row.
Yeah, you're right.
What the heck is that? Oh, come on. Gold, fake gold. They just give it to
me. That let me know you're jealous. Come on, that let me know you're jealous. That let me know you're jealous now.
Man, come
see,
on, Cowboys.
People get mad when that's the crew. So when that ain't the crew, I laugh about it, baby. So keep on talking, honey. Don't stop me.
Hit me with the wide receiver.
Yeah, I'm watching the game. Eat me some cookies, so keep on talking.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, number 56. Miss Cowboy, linebacker, Lord have mercy, praying for the dog, Atlantic Falcons. Lord, you're bad, son of a gun now. All American.
I'm back. What a miss.
See, Tim High. The only one laughing because they wife fit that progress.
They took out the porcelain.
The one laughing, that's their wine. You talking about? That's why they laughing at you.
My.
Jim, ain't you mad because she beautiful? Ain't you mad because she beautiful, Tim?
Everybody else put on cologne and perfume. She put on mud.
You mad because she beautiful? Tim, are you mad because she beautiful?
Man,
I'm happy.
Come on,
I'm real happy.
My.
You wish you can get one like that, huh, Tim? That'll never happen with you. Never. See, one thing about Cowboy, you can't make Cowboy mad. So Cowboy know what he got.
Uh-oh.
They make Cowboy mad.
She walk around there with biceps. Hey, honey, can you pick that transmission up for me? Put that up.
Cowboy live. Hey, come out. You ought to come see how Cowboy live. Cowboy live better than any one of you niggas on this goddamn phone, boy. Cowboy live better than any one of you niggas on this goddamn phone. You should come see Tim, huh? You'll be amazed, boy. But you can't make Cowboy
mad.
I'll be down there. So Cowboy live too goddamn good. So Cowboy's going to laugh with you.
Okay.
If you come see how Cowboy live, you'll be a surprise your goddamn self.
I'm going to
carry one
of the dogs over there. Side
Joe. Now see how Pajo laughing. Better check his wife out and his shit out. Because Cowboy fine over here. Beautiful wife, beautiful home, beautiful every damn thing. I can't ask for no more.
They told me.
God is so good.
They told me.
Well, I don't care
park,
what they say. God
park.
Is so good, Tim, to me.
Man, I know,
all
I
about
know
to you
right,
now,
but, I'm talking,
but to me.
I'm talking about that roach infested old trailer.
Yeah.
Trash thing you got.
Yeah, you right.
That's
what
they
all
tell
that.
You. They call her. They call your
they
behalf,
call her.
Half
they call
trailer,
her superwoman.
Trash.
They call her superwoman, Tim.
They call her half breed, half trailer.
Yeah, they call
and
her
trash.
Superwoman. Superwoman.
Mm-hmm.
They call
half
her superwoman.
Breed, half trailer, half trash. Goodness gracious. Roaches,
I love it to death.
Bed bugs, cockroaches.
Yes, sir.
Ooh,
I love.
All on the floor, all in the bed. You call yourself got it going on? Come on, man.
If only you knew.
How many people on the phone vacuum their bed out? They got potato chips.
If only you knew.
One side of the bed is white, the other side black
hey,
and dirty.
Tim,
come on,
if only you knew. Get with Boogie. Boogie will tell you. If only you knew. Look at all up
in
Chicago
all
been here.
On
Boogie and other guy. It's only you knew. It's only you knew, TMI. Mm. It's only you knew, baby boy.
Oh,
you can live halfway how I live, Tim. Tim, I like to come to your house. You can live half the way I live, boy.
That's what I like you say, house, not trailer.
You talk about
house.
You talk about no, but I live in a trailer. I live in a trailer. I live in a single wide trailer.
Ain't no double wide. They told me just a single.
Yeah, I live in a single wide. I love my
trailer. They said it's a 1953. It was handed on down. You took it. So I don't.
My grandmama gave. Hey, tell her before my grandmama died, she gave me this trailer.
No, grandmama, I ain't got no problem with her. She all right. I ain't got no problem with her.
Yeah, but she gave me this trailer. Though you talking about her trailer? You can't talk about her trailer, boy. No, talk about my grandmama too.
It's no longer hers, it's yours. I'm talking about you. It was great when
yeah.
you had it. I'm just talking about you and that linebacker you got. I'm trying
well,
to
how many room we got in it? How many me and this linebacker room got in it? How many rooms we got in? One.
Hey, you look down at her ankles. You can't tell if that's an ankle or a calf. They all the same size. Man, big shoulders, fat feet, nasty.
You funny, Tim. Tim, you funny. Tim, that made me laugh. Yeah. What number she is? 72? Refrigerator? Oh, no. Tim, what number she is? 72 refrigerator?
Oh, man, not the William Perry. Not the William Perry.
Well, y'all.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
All y'all going to hell, boy.
Y'all going crazy.
They called the police on the last time. 72.
They called the police on the last time. She went to the all-we-can-eat buffet. They put her butt right out of there. No, you ain't eating up there for no tour. Nope, get your behind out of here.
Shit, the police paid for it. The police paid for it. The police told her eat what she want.
Oh. We're going out of business, man. With her.
Tim, you wish you could have what I have, boy. You'll be blessed. Woo, you'll be blessed. Yeah, that make me laugh, Tim. Because you don't know them. And I'd be a damn fool to follow up with you.
Oh, man.
So whatever you say I got, that's what I got. I got a single-ride trailer. I got a woman with 600 pounds. I got a football player. I got a basketball player. I got a soccer player. Shit, I even got a baseball player.
Don't forget about the ankles. Don't forget about that.
Yeah, the ankle. Yeah, the ankle. Yeah, I got an ankle, too. And there's what else I got?
Swollen ankles.
Yeah. I got a swollen ankle, too.
And then on top of that, I wasn't going to get into it, but they told me she looked like Drake. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Hey, look at that
Gray.
Look at that kid, that Gray knee.
Hey, you ought to look like
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Hey, Gray. Don't worry about that, Gray. Hey, Gray, if she look like you, Gray, she's beautiful. Don't worry about that, Gray. She's beautiful, Gray. Gray, let him talk, Gray. Gray, let him talk, Gray.
I'm gone, Dre.
I'm
going
to put some Cuban man in that nigga mouth.
Gray, hey, Gray, don't argue with him. Gray, she beautiful if she look like that. Gray, don't worry about that, Gray. Don't argue with that, Gray.
Tell him that nigga, his wife ain't nothing but the motherfucking motor tank and motherfucking that work on
his Gray. Hey, Gray, he don't know what he's talking about, Gray, so let him get his shine on, Gray. Let him get his shine on, Gray.
Yeah,
that man wish he can do the thing. Gray, he wish he can do the things I do.
Mm-hmm.
He wish they can do the things I do. Gray, man, I live like a motherfucking king, man. Hey, Gray, check this out, Gray. I'm not bragging, Gray, but God is good to me. I live like a fucking king, Gray. Gray, I live like a fucking king, Gray.
I'm happy with what I've got going on. This motherfucker retired and still trying to work. So that tell you right there, he ain't happy with his income.
You're right.
Gray, I ain't worked.
Oh, man.
Hey, Gray, I ain't worked in 100 fucking years. I ain't worked in 100 fucking years. And Leo Bettyham motherfucker on his phone. And Leo Bettyham motherfucking niggas on his phone. And have more money I can goddamn spend. So what could he say to make me mad? What could he say to get next to me? Nothing. He can't say shit to get next to me. Nothing.
That's the unfairly.
Nothing.
That's the unfairly.
Man, he can't say shit to get next to me. I laugh, too. If motherfucker live like me, boy, I laugh, too. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do it no other way.
I'm trying to get out of there, kid. I'm trying to run.
Mm-mm, don't run. Come back.
That tells them more lies.
Hey, kid, that's something that's too fat to run. He can't run, goddamn. He
oh, come on, Dre.
He can't run.
Tim, I know you thought you were going to make me mad, Tim. Come on, man.
I was trying.
I know you thought you were going to make me
trying.
Mad. You can't make me mad, Tim. Tim, you ain't good enough yet, Tim. You got to be good to make me mad.
I was trying.
Tim. You can't make
trying.
Me mad, Tim.
Doing the best I could.
You ain't good enough, bro.
Kid, they got these motherfuckers out
here.
Hey,
Tim, you got to get back on your knees to make me mad. You got to go back to the...
That's what I was talking about, Dre.
You got to go back
that's
to the book and make me mad.
Beat up on my boy, man. You know that's my boy, man. Beat up on him like that today. I didn't like that.
Tim, you got to go back to the book to make me mad, bro.
I wouldn't, Dre.
That can't make me mad, Tim.
If you do the shit he did, hey, if you did the shit he did, I'd get in your ass, too. Young boy.
You didn't give the man a chance to correct the problem if that's what happened. If that's what happened.
Yeah, yeah. The problem should have been corrected before it got started.
It couldn't do that, mm-hmm. Drake. The man had a problem.
You know the surrogatist about being a gentleman is being a surrogatist first. And you're a surrogatist, you're a surrogatist. You're gonna take care of whatever problem you got going on right then and there.
Yeah, but you guys it's a difference if you don't know. Everybody know. He going to have his first aid kit. He's going to have Tito or Ciroc or something in there, and he's going to have his first aid. You got to get a man come trying to get back together. He'll be all right.
Well, he said some bullshit to me.
That might have been that liquor talking.
Now, he told me I should have died, so he should be dying right now, bitch motherfucker.
Damn.
It was probably this
nigga.
He's all right. He'll be okay. He'll take care of things when he gets back.
I piss on that nigga.
Oh, man, not the pee-pee.
You got to find out, kid, how long you've been holding that in. Good grief, man.
See, you know one thing that a motherfucker done found out about me, don't give me no ammunition to go at a motherfucker with because I'm coming at the full.
That's why I said give the man a chance, man. The man's sick. Give him a little time to he'll be all right. Everything be taken. Everything going to be
going
to get to the bottom.
He wasn't sick while he was at the motherfucking track the other day. He go home, he damn near dead now. I guess Taylor do that to you. Taylor make you damn that kid yourself when he blow past motherfuckers like he did. Taylor make a motherfucker go in the hospital 2 or 3 days later.
Not the hospital.
Oh, no. That's still my boy, Dre. That's still my boy. He'll get things straight out when he get out. He'll be all right.
Hey, yeah, I ain't mad at you. That can still be your boy. It's no problem. I have no problem with him being your boy. He's not my boy.
I heard a lay on her. They ain't up to you.
All right, y'all done fizzled out, man. We can go ahead and get off this thing, man. I'm tired of the motherfucker anyway. I'm worn the fuck out, man. Y'all got anything y'all want to put out? Anything? You don't? I figured that. Hey, Train, you still out there? Hey,
I like that. Hey, dog. Hey, dog.
Yes.
I got one.
Yes, sir. I'm just listening.
We can put Cowboy's old lady out. You said anything else we want to put out?
My
put
God.
Her behind out.
Oh, man.
Come on.
I got it.
Cut us loose, Willie, dog.
A-Train, go ahead and get us out of here. Get us out of here, A-Train. Get us out of here, A-Train. Get us out of here.
Hey, man, we're doing something tomorrow. Good God Almighty. We're not. Listen. Hey, man, y'all have a good night. Go watch some football. Hug on your old lady. God Almighty, man. I don't even know what to say about Isaiah, boy. This is rough, boy. Whew. Hey, y'all have a blessed night. That's how I'm going to leave it. Have a blessed night, guys. Good God. Jeez.